News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Budston in Washington. The trade war is heating up again. President Trump has sent a letter to Canada saying he will raise import taxes to 35%.
He starts by talking about how there was, of course, tariffs imposed, caused in part by Canada's failure to stop fentanyl drugs pouring into the country, saying then that they were going to be putting a 35% tariff onto Canadian goods, and that if Canada retaliated, they would just match them and raise that again by 35%, basically saying there's no way out of this.
That's the BBC's Katie Silver. Meanwhile, Brazil is vowing retaliatory tariffs against the U.S. if the president follows through on 50% import taxes. Another judge has ruled on the issue of birthright citizenship.
A federal judge in New Hampshire says he'll issue a preliminary injunction blocking President Trump's executive order ending birthright citizenship. He'll also certify a class action lawsuit, including all children who would be affected. A written order will follow, including a 7-day stay to give time for an appeal.
Correspondent Marcela Sanchez. Ken Lorman tells us President Trump heads to Texas later today for a first-hand look at the devastation caused by catastrophic flooding.
The president is expected to do an aerial tour of some of the hard-hit areas, telling NBC News on Thursday, quote, "Nobody ever saw a thing like this coming." He added, "This is a once-in-every-200-year deal." He also suggested he'd have been ready to visit Texas within hours, but didn't want to burden authorities still searching for the more than 170 people who are still missing.
The State Department formally advised staffers yesterday it would be sending layoff notices to some of them in coming days. Secretary of State Rubio has not said exactly how many will be fired. More at townhall.com.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-894-9190 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-894-9190. That's 800-894-9190. What do you have to lose? Call 800-894-9190. Again, 800-894-9190.
Good morning, it's 6:03. Time for an update with traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
And actually pretty quiet early this morning, a little haze, a little fog in the area, so we have to be prepared for that. But nothing major right now. Construction wrapping up most of the areas from overnight. No construction right now on 95 in Harford County. We'll keep an eye on that up at Route 24. Lanes are open at both the Harvard tunnels. Beltway looks good. JFX is light. We've made a quick check through Annapolis. If you're traveling early towards the Bay Bridge, both sides right now are clear. The junction is okay. And I-97 at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCB.
A mild and muggy start to your Friday morning. For the afternoon, looking for temperatures in the upper 80s and lower 90s. A mix of clouds and sun. May see a stray pop-up thunderstorm as we head into the weekend. Those temperatures staying near average with a couple of isolated thunderstorms here and there. More storms on the way next week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 73 degrees in Baltimore. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. At least 25 people have been hospitalized after a mass overdose event in West Baltimore's Penn North community. Five people are in critical condition. Mayor Brandon Scott says officials have not determined the exact source of the overdoses, and the incident remains under investigation. Meantime, the mayor's Office of Overdose Response will activate a coordinated neighborhood stabilization response this morning. Thursday's mass overdose incident is being treated as an active crime scene. Police have been canvassing the Penn North community, reviewing area camera footage, and speaking to residents in an effort to find the source of the drug. Baltimore police are investigating a Thursday shooting in West Baltimore just hours after and a few blocks away from the site of the mass overdose. Officers responded to a ShotSpotter report in the 1300 block of West North Avenue just after 11 a.m., but they couldn't find a victim. A short time later, however, police were called to a hospital after a gunshot victim showed up there. The victim suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Here are your latest winning Maryland lottery numbers. Pick 3, 362, pick 4, 1033. At 6:05, I'm Jill Powell. That's WCBM Local News. Dino Sports is up next.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. Do you have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Just when you give it up hope, they reel you back in.
Henderson to deep right field. Soto gives it a look, but only a look. Orioles lead in a pinch.
Kevin Brown with a call on Masson. Gunnar Henderson with the first pinch hit home run of his career, giving Baltimore a come from behind 3-1 win over the Mets in game one yesterday. And then game two saw the Birds come from behind as well with the Milkman at the plate.
Two on, two out for Kowser. He's been good in these spots.
Maybe the Milkman can get into one here.
I think so. A delivery to right center from Kowser. He brings in the game's fourth run.
And Birds would play three more and get stellar bullpen work to sweep the Mets yesterday. 7-3 was the final in game two. Now, before the game, Mike Elias dealing Brian Baker to the Rays for the 37th pick in the MLB draft.
This was a trade with the draft coming up in a couple days that we had to make a decision on. Didn't want to pass up on the opportunity. We're hopeful we can use the pick wisely, bring a lot of value back, and, Brian's going to a good place.
Coming up at 6:35, a major upset at Wimbledon, and the Harbaughs go to the White House. And that is Stein on Sports.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott, Talk Radio 680, WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. I'm Sean Casey. Bruce is off on vacation on this Friday free-for-all. Coming up on the program here this morning, MS-13 man's next stop. There was a court hearing yesterday. We'll tell you where that might be. A Maryland representative saying ICE attacks are wrong, but
There is a but with an asterisk there, and we'll tell you who that is, and the latest attacks on ICE, latest ambushes coming up at the bottom of the hour. Right now, top of the hour here, of course, your top story, your lead story, is that Baltimore, as you know, is the overdose capital of the United States, as it was dubbed by the New York Slimes for the number of overdoses from 2018 to 2022. And things haven't changed all that much. Yesterday morning, at least 25 people taken to the hospital after officials found multiple overdose victims in West Baltimore. It's Penn North, and that is a known open-air drug market that is a hotbed of activity. About 15% of all the overdoses in Baltimore City happen at Penn North. It's around 9:25 in the morning. Baltimore police, fire department, etc., medics, all responded to the intersection of Pennsylvania Avenue and North Avenue for these reported overdoses. Initially, they found just one overdose patient, but then multiple people in the area pointing to a number of people lying unconscious on the streets of West Baltimore. 25 people transported to area hospitals, 5 in critical condition, 10 in serious condition, and here's one known drug user himself who says he's not surprised.
It's not surprising to me, and it hurts me because it could be me. It could have been me. You know, 15 minutes early, it could have been me. But it's saddening, but the thing is, you know what? It happens every day. We're just seeing it because everyone's out here.
Yeah, and again, there are a lot of drug overdoses every day in this area and in the city, but to have this many at one time is highly unusual. And so what was the drug that caused these overdoses? This is Fire Chief Jim Wallace.
Don't know what the drug of choice was, and I can't confirm anything at this point. You know, obviously we would need analysis, right? But right now we just don't have that information.
Yeah, so we don't know what drug it was. People suspect fentanyl. Carfentanil would have been they're dead. Fentanyl could certainly have caused that because a lot of people cut their drugs with fentanyl. The Deputy Commissioner Kevin Jones was on the scene saying that BPD has now launched a full-scale investigation.
We're treating the scene as an active crime scene. We're utilizing our investigators as well as every crime camera we may have in the area. We're speaking with not only multiple witnesses but also some of the victims at this time.
Something I still don't really understand, why the BPD and others haven't made Penn North an inhospitable neighborhood for drug dealers, cartel gangbangers, etc., to ply their trade. I mean, it's no secret. Everybody knows that this is the hotbed of drug activity. In fact, City Councilman Eric Costello, just a couple of years ago, said it is the known largest drug market in Baltimore City.
It's one of the largest open-air drug markets in the state of Maryland, if not the largest, at Pennsylvania Avenue and Lawrence Street. It's something that the community has been very vocal about over the years.
And yet, some residents in the Penn North area say it's obvious that city leaders, the mayor, the city council, maybe even the police, just don't care.
These people sit here, police sit here 24/7 every day and don't do just watching. And all these, the blacks, whites, Chinese, everybody, they don't care.
All right, coming up next, what can be done about it? We've tried a number of different things. I've been doing this for a long time on the air in Baltimore. I've heard all the ideas. I've seen all the ideas. None of the ideas have worked. So we got to think out of the box here. What can we do? What kind of approach do we take with the addicts, with the dealers, with the suppliers, et cetera? We'll get the mayor and the governor's reaction and more coming up here in just a second. 6:13 traffic weather on the threes now with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker. Morning, Chuck.
Morning. If you're traveling early out of Arundel County, apparently emergency road work is underway. Utility work is what they're calling it. Gambrels Road, very close to the ramp in the intersection there at Route 32 and around Dykus Mill Road. So heads up, the report is the roadway is blocked. because of that road work, and a detour is underway. Nothing with the construction yet. 95 northbound, Harford County still clear at Route 24. Looking at it live right here on the BW Parkway at Route 32. Good trip right now on the parkway from Arundel Mills coming south and from Powder Mill Road coming north. 95 down to the Capitol Beltway is open, and I promise you no mushrooms on the road this morning. The ramp at I-270, Old Georgetown Road, Montgomery County. All the mushrooms have been cleared. They had a lot at stake, but it's all been cleared up. You like that? I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
A lot at stake. Folks, by the end of the week, the Rolodex gets a little tattered. What can we say? Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mild and muggy start again today. Highs will be around 90-ish, partly sunny, and still a chance for stray showers or storms for the rest of the day. And then the weekend is going to be mostly dry, so that is an update on the forecast, and that's good news. Right now we do have the sun is up, and 73 in Annapolis and 71 in Pikesville. Yeah, we got a little haze, there was a little fog. Yeah, it was because the temperature dropped a little bit overnight and went down into the 70s, so we got a little bit of that. That moisture on the windshield. Time for some one-liner news. Ozzy Osbourne has a new gig. He's painting with chimpanzees to benefit a Florida sanctuary for primates.
Oh, so Sharon's there too, huh?
The chimps were happy to do whatever Ozzy told them to, because after all, they heard what happened to those bats, man. You know, you got to be careful. There's that Florida sanctuary. It's called Chimps for Chuck. I didn't know if you had anything to do with that or not.
No. Yeah. I'll go check it out.
Yeah. You're an Amazon Primate member, aren't you?
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I had a delivery from them yesterday. New water filter for the refrigerator. What's my life gone to?
Exactly. You're sitting around waiting for it, too. That's even worse.
Yes, I was.
Thursday's Today Show featured a video of a young boy who climbed into a claw machine to grab a prize, and he got himself stuck. The boy was rescued. It took 3 hours and about $1,200 in quarters to get him out. So it's they finally did.
I actually saw that happen one time.
Yeah, they crawl in. Yeah, you can get in. There's really small children can get up in there. They gotta, sure. You think they would have changed that by now.
And the guy said, what are we going to do? I said, well, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you how to do it, but I need that football first.
Yeah, exactly. Internet famous baby hippo Moo Deng turned 1 year old on Thursday.
Oh.
According to a zoo spokesperson, she spent the day, quote, happy, moist, and unbothered. You know, just like Chuck.
Just like Nancy Pelosi.
Ferrero, the giant Italian food company, is best known for Nutella and Tic Tacs. They have just acquired cereal maker Kellogg's in a $3 billion deal.
Man.
And as with all mergers and layoffs, there come the layoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Moving forward, Rice Krispies, the mascots will be Snap and Pop.
Right.
Crackle got canned. Sorry.
Right away. Smaller packaging.
Yeah, you know that's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Larry David's returning to HBO with an American history-inspired sketch series that will be executive produced by Barack and Michelle Obama. They're calling it Curb Your Spouse.
Okay.
You know, Sunday is the one-year anniversary of the assassination attempt on President Trump.
Right.
You know, it's hard to believe it's been a year. The one of the victims' wives, remember Corey Comprator?
Yeah, sure.
Helen Comprator is speaking out. We have her coming up a little bit later on the show.
Yep.
But also it is the 40-year anniversary of something called Live Aid.
This is dedicated to Bob Geldof. This is called Don't You Forget About Me.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to London, to Wembley and Live Aid. Will you meet and greet David Bowie?
Remember Live Aid?
Yes.
You had two concerts, one in London at Wembley Stadium and the other one in Philadelphia. And it was a star study. It was all done to relieve world hunger.
Yeah,
It was starred by Bob Geldof and the Boomtown Rats.
Mm-hmm.
But they had The Who. They had, you heard Madonna. Elton John was there. There was one individual that played both concerts. Do you remember who that was? I'll give you a guess. He was a drummer for a rock band.
I don't know. I'm just going to say Ringo.
Good guess. No, it was Phil Collins.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, he was the drummer for Genesis, and but he actually played at Wembley and then flew to Philadelphia because it's earlier in the day before the concert started.
Look at him now. Bless his heart.
Yeah, exactly. He's got some health issues going on right now, so we hope all for prayer.
Trump, I was sitting there that night watching that speech.
Yes, as we all were.
I was at
a party at a friend's house.
Yeah.
And they had the speech on the television, and the next thing you know, because I was in another part of the room, everybody's flocking to the TV. What the heck is going on?
He went down.
Yeah, he did went down. And there's a interview with Susie Wiles. She's the chief of staff for President Trump with Miranda Devine of the New York Post.
Mm-hmm.
You can find it online. It's about a 40-minute interview, but she does talk about what happened that day, and she said she thought he was dead.
I said, Deb was sitting right there, and I said, my God, they just shot him in the head.
Yeah.
Because he grabbed his head.
And she said, I thought he was dead, and then she goes, it was in shock, and then all of a sudden he stands back up and he pumps his fist, and, it just was an unbelievable moment.
I said, my God, he's standing up, and he's pumping his fist.
And she went on to say that she believes that this was an act of divine intervention, because the chart that he used that day, the immigration chart, it usually comes later in the speech.
Right.
That's what she said. It comes later in the speech, and it's to his left.
Yep.
It's always to the screen to the left.
Yep.
This year it was on the right, and he called for the speech much earlier than anybody anticipated. He called for the chart. And he called for the chart. And because of the location of the screen was at such an angle that he had to look to the right and turn his head up just a little bit, it just clipped his ear instead of hitting him. It would be a whole different story. So just you talk about an act of God. Just an incredible moment.
I was screaming when he stood up.
Yeah, it was just, that was when the election was won. And for Trump, I think the election was lost when Kamala Harris went on The View and said she wouldn't have done anything different than Joe Biden.
Yeah, that was the nail in the box.
Yeah. By the way, new poll out, best superhero movies of all time, because Superman's out this weekend, the woke version, is the 1978 Superman movie with Christopher Reeve. So that is the number one of all time.
Yep.
All right, thanks, Chuck. See you in a couple of minutes.
Yep.
It is 6:21, and what to do with the epidemic of the overdose capital of the United States, Baltimore, Maryland.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Marty says, it's so sad. Penn North used to be a nationally known cultural hub. You know, he's right. They used to attract national acts that used to go and play in West Baltimore. The city never rebuilt it after the 68 riots, and now it is a rat-infested, trash-filled, crime-ridden you-know-what hole. Mayor BS will do nothing. BS only acts after someone dies, and no one died, at least yet. I see people every day doing the Baltimore lean, and Fumi has done nothing as well. Yeah, that's his district for Kwesi Mfume. Mayor Scott has issued a press release regarding the incident. We'll share that with you in just a moment and hear what some of the residents of Baltimore are saying about being the overdose capital of the United States. 6:23, time for traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's Lug Nuts Johnson.
Back down at the Bay Bridge, like to keep an eye on that on Friday morning. Everything is very nice right now coming through the Oceanic Drive, Sandy Point area. So that's the traffic going east and eventually over towards 50, 404 if you're traveling down to the beach early this morning. We're good right now. The westbound side is clear towards the Severn River Bridge, and we're still okay up around I-97 and Route 32. In that area, emergency road work today, some construction and some maintenance work getting underway. Gambrels Road is affected right off the intersection at Route 32, and the word is right now that both sides of the roadway are blocked and local detours are underway. Beltway still look good, nothing major, a little more traffic now southbound at both the tunnels going into 95 and also at 895. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, a mild muggy start again today, highs 90-ish, but it'll be partly sunny for most of the day, chance of a stray shower or storm, and then the weekend mostly dry. Right now, it is sunny and 73 in the city, 73 in the Middle River. Got a text here from one of our listeners. This is from August. He says, yes, Live Aid, the infamous concert of the Led Zeppelin comeback, where Jimmy Page was so messed up he could barely stand up. Yeah, well, there are a few of those that day that had... they were dealing with certain substances. The other thing about Zeppelin is one of the reasons why they never allowed any highlights from Live Aid. You'll never see any highlights of the Led Zeppelin performance is because Phil Collins was actually guest drumming. And he was off a little bit or something. I couldn't hear properly. I don't know what the exact technical reason was, but it was not their best performance. And Robert Plant's voice that day was a little bit, he wasn't in the best voice, let's put it that way as well. Mayor Brendan Scott releasing a press release regarding the incident at Penn North, saying first responders and community partners remain on the ground distributing resources, including test strips and Narcan, canvassing the neighborhood, ensuring impacted residents get the medical care they need. Community partners will be on site through the night to continue Narcan and harm reduction distribution. Again, it's the standard issue response, and we'll discuss that in a moment. We do have a traffic update now as it happens.
Hey, you know, I'm always looking around, and I just went back to the tunnels. I said, let me look northbound as well. Northbound 895, it looks like there's a problem in the tunnel just beyond the toll plaza northbound. So that's the Old Harbor Tunnel. Traffic is coming out on the north end, but it looks like there may have been an incident in the tunnel northbound. We'll keep an eye on that, but right now it's an extra 5 minutes northbound on 95. Thank you, Sean.
All right, thanks, Chuck, for the update. Appreciate that. Ivan Bates, city state's attorney, says today's mass overdose event at Penn and North serves as a powerful reminder of our city's ongoing battle against the opioid epidemic. And you know, didn't we just get like $400 million or something in the settlement with one of the opioid manufacturers? Where is that money going to go? Governor Westmore also posted on X about the situation. It's pretty much the same gobbledygook and propaganda. But what are they doing about it? And I've been around a long time and seen this. And there are a couple of residents that were at City Hall recently, and they testified about the ongoing issues at Penn North and in Baltimore City, and what approach should we take toward the addicts and the open-air drug markets.
We need more spaces where people can come in and get services immediately, like right away. We can't put people on pause because addiction is not on pause.
Number one, the infestation of drug addicts that are it's drastically increasing. It's like an infestation. Number two, the attempts to help them seem to be enabling them, just masking the problem versus actually providing the help they so desperately need.
Yeah, and as I said, been around a long time covering this. I remember back in the 80s, the explosion of crack cocaine and the Just Say No campaign, which that was First Lady Nancy Reagan's. That didn't work. It was nice. It sounded good, but it didn't work. And then they locked up a bunch of crackheads, you know, and we found out that locking up addicts doesn't work. So then they started trying to lock up, you know, drug dealers, with limited effect. And then we segued into, we got to give them services. We got to give them, methadone and some of these other drugs that help replace their addiction. And in some cases, it only incentivized and encouraged more drug addiction. So far, whatever we have tried has not worked. Has not worked. Now, I think what we need to do, if you want to get serious about it, you go after the suppliers. Okay? And who are the suppliers? The suppliers are the Chinese Communist Party, which floods their drugs, the fentanyl. And now there's this new drug called Trank. I don't know if you heard about it. One of our listeners, you know, reminded me that I've seen some videos of in the streets of Philadelphia and the streets of Baltimore and elsewhere. People look like zombies. They're calling it the zombie drug. I mean, they can't function. And it's apparently a veterinarian animal tranquilizer mixed with fentanyl, and it does make people out to be zombies. So they call it trank or zombie on the streets. And so we need to go after the suppliers. We need to go after the Chinese, the cartels, and we need to really go after the dealers, the people that are bringing this stuff into the country and the penalties. I mean, some countries have the death penalty for drug dealers and drug suppliers. Is that the solution? Let's talk to Glenn in Easton. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning. The Chinese learned very well when they had their issue with the opium wars, and they're destroying our country. It's weaponized against our country by the Chinese. But honestly, I think the solution, like everything else, we just need more wraparound services.
Yeah.
That's all. You know, that'll fix it. It fixes everything else, right?
Well, he's got Mayor Scott's now got $400 million in that opioid settlement. There's going to be a lot of wraparound services, and it seems to me as if the only thing we're wrapping around are the body bags. That's what's wrapping around in these cases.
Whose pocket is all the wraparound services money going into?
Yeah.
That's where you need to look, because somebody's going to make money off of this.
Yeah, Glenn, thanks so. Go ahead. I'll come up on a hard break here, but thanks so much. I appreciate the call and the feedback. We'll tell you what Jazzy Crockett had to say about the border issues as well. She went, fentanyl, whatever. 6:30, time for the latest news headlines in Farouche. Here's Jill Powell.
Good morning. At 6:30, here are your WCBM local news headlines. Baltimore police are canvassing the Penn North community, reviewing area camera footage and speaking to residents in an effort to find clues into what sparked the mass overdose incident yesterday. The West Baltimore area is being treated as an active crime scene. At least 25 people have been hospitalized and 5 are in critical condition. Mayor Brandon Scott says officials have not determined the exact source of the overdoses and the incident remains under investigation. Also last night, just blocks away from the mass overdose incident, police responded to a shooting in the 1300 block of West North Avenue. That is just after 11 a.m. yesterday morning. They couldn't find a victim, but a short time later, police were called to a hospital after a male gunshot victim turned up for treatment. He suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Maryland's Anthony Brown has joined a multi-state coalition to support schools facing the loss of federal mental health funding. The attorneys general are backing a lawsuit out of New Mexico as challenging the U.S. Department of Education's decision to terminate grants established under the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act. Brown says eliminating school-based mental health services means students have fewer counselors and therapists to turn to when they're struggling. And Governor Moore says the state is allocating $1 million in emergency funding to help Western Maryland residents impacted by severe flooding in May. The low-income home energy assistance program funds will be used for emergency furnace and hot water heater repairs and replacements. And the Maryland Department of, or the MDTA, rather, says there will be full-span closures on the Bay Bridge for maintenance and replacement work in the coming days. The closures and alternate traffic patterns are planned to take place from July 13th to the 19th, weather permitting. Here are latest winning Maryland lottery numbers, pick 3362, pick 41033. We'll have traffic and weather after this.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber securing must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business, powering possibilities.
Now through July 21st, new customers can get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card for your business. Call and switch to Comcast Business today. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.
I'm Jill Powell, WCBM Local News. Time now for traffic and weather in the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Slowing on 895 at the Old Harbor Tunnel is northbound right now. There was a broken down vehicle in the tunnel. The problem is, of course, that the Old Harbor Tunnel is only 2 lanes each way, so at least the right lane was blocked. Haven't had a confirmation yet that they've cleared it out of the northbound tunnel. I see traffic coming out on the north end, heading up to O'Donnell Street and up through that area, but for right now, it's very
slow, so the backup is still as you're coming across the K-Trust Bridge, that's the Steel Bridge, and through the toll plaza at the Old Harbor Tunnel. And again, this backup is on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
A mild and muggy start to your Friday morning. For the afternoon, looking for temperatures in the upper 80s and lower 90s. A mix of clouds and sun. May see a stray pop-up thunderstorm. As we head into the weekend, those temperatures staying near average with a couple of isolated thunderstorms here and there. More storms on the way next week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Busy morning in sports and a busy day for the Birds yesterday, both on and off the field.
Henderson to deep right field. Soto gives it a look, but only a look. Orioles lead in a pinch.
Kevin Brown with the call. Gunnar Henderson's two-run blast in the eighth powers a 3-1 comeback win over the Mets in Game 1, with Charlie Morton giving the Birds six solid, but gets no decision. And then the nightcap with Jordan Westberg delivering for Baltimore.
Westberg!
Westberg's two-run shot, another six from Tomo Sugano, and the Birds take two from the Mets. 7-3 was the final. After the game, manager Mancelino.
You know, you guys don't want to hear it, but there's still time, you know, and despite, you know, making a move this morning, and I'm sure our obituary is probably getting written somewhere this morning because we made a trade.
About that trade, off the field, Birds dealing Brian Baker to the Rays in exchange for the 37th pick in the MLB draft. Here's Baker's reaction.
Shock, for sure, but yeah, just more logistics. Worried about that now. Just got to get to Boston.
Where he gave up three runs to lose the game to the Red Sox last night. And then O's GM Mike Elias asked the inevitable question, is this the first shoe to drop for the Orioles?
I think it's a step in that direction. I mean, there's no way around that. The timing of the draft and when you have draft picks involved in the trades kind of front loads these decisions. And it's earlier than my comfort level.
Baltimore now with four of the first 37 picks in the MLB draft, seven of the top 93. Lot going on. An upset for the ages yesterday at Wimbledon. Number one in the world, Aryna Sabalenka, serving to 13-seeded Amanda Asimova, down 5-4 and 30-40 in the decisive third set. Call on NBC Sports, Asimova upset Sabalenka to reach a Grand Slam for the first time in her career. 6-4, 4-6, 6-4. The New Jersey native will meet eighth-seeded Iga Swiatek in the final. The time now is 6:36. When we return, the Harbaughs go to the White House.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
By the way, did you see the video of billionaire hedge manager Bill Ackman, who bought his way into a tennis tournament, in a professional tennis tournament, a doubles tournament?
He played.
Right. Somehow, I'm saying he bought his way in. I don't know how else he would get in.
Right.
But you've got to see this video. The results are hilarious.
We're not at Wimbledon.
No. I think it's up in New York. I can't remember where it was. But just Bill Ackman tennis. Just put it in your search engine, and the highlights are hilarious.
Maybe you ought to concentrate on his hedge fund. It's not doing that well. Before we get to the Harbaughs, a lot of Orioles stuff going on yesterday, and I think it is the first shoe to drop, and yet they come back and they win a pair, and nobody thought that would happen because they were down in both games.
Yeah, no, so that's resilient. I mean, they show that they have been a resilient club. They just haven't had the pitching hasn't been there all year, and the bats are starting to come alive a little bit. They're starting to manufacture some runs, and I think that obviously there's a trade yesterday, and the big question is that it? With with the trading deadline coming up.
I don't think that's it. I don't think that's it. And I think that just two things. If Morton had done what he would normally do at the beginning of the year, and Tyler O'Neill would have done something, things would be different for Baltimore right now. This thing with Harbaugh is going to the White House.
Both John and Jim.
Both John and Jim, not with a team.
No.
By themselves.
They were there with the NVIDIA guy.
Right. They also visited Obama, by the way,
right,
back in 13 and 15 separately. But, like, how does that happen? Like, do they call the White House, or does Trump call them?
I think it's a mixture of both. I don't know how it happened in this specific case, and I don't even know why they were there.
What do they talk about?
I don't know, but I know back in 2015, John Harbaugh was a big supporter of the wall.
He was.
Yeah, so he wanted to have the wall built. And Jack, the father, is a sort of a conservative.
Yeah.
And both John and Jim lean to the right as well.
I wonder if people's perception of Harbaugh, because I know people are 50-50 on him, which I don't understand because he's a great coach, but whatever. I wonder if people's perception of him is colored by their political persuasion.
Sure. I'm sure for some people it is. Some very well-known sportscasters we won't mention here on the show.
That's potentially true.
It's very true. All right, Gary, thanks so much. Appreciate it. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Steve is in Baltimore Highlands. Steve, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, sir. Thank you.
First of all, thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Your drastic problems take drastic measures, okay? I was a Baltimore City fireman for over 20 years, and it's never going to change. You have to bite the bullet and say, let them go. Because people are not going to realize life is very precious until you lose it. And then when they've noticed that, and it clicks finally, oh, I better stop doing this. I've known numerous people who've had extreme accidents, and they don't take drugs. All they did was suck it up and realize, hey, I got to do this. I can't. I got a family. I got a people to take care of. I got to do what I have to do in order to keep everything going.
The thing is, you know, the drug addiction is, it isn't just the addict that is doing harm to him or herself. A lot of them end up, it's a productivity issue, it's a family issue. They end up stealing from people and places, and even their own families. I've seen it before. So it's a domino effect, if you will. And look, in most cases, a lot of times it's too late. You know, when you OD and you check out, there's nothing I can do for you. But I just think that shouldn't we do something for the people that are spreading this poison in our country?
Oh, absolutely. We should. I'll tell you what, my theory, too, I might be a conspiracy guy, but I do believe some of the politicians are behind some of this. Why should I raise your taxes when all I got to do is let drugs come in and that sends the money to Nicaragua, sends the money to here and here there, instead of me raising your taxes to send your tax money down there to help the government down there or whatever have you.
Well, President Trump, he was putting tariffs on China, and he was really leaning on Xi Jinping in China because that's where a lot of the fentanyl or the chemicals that, which basically they ship all the chemicals to Mexico, they make it there, and then they carry it into the country here.
Sure.
You know,
absolutely.
And I think both China and Mexico need to be penalized for their role in poisoning the United States, because what the goal here is to reduce our young population, so we won't have we don't have enough people to be able to support the military. And not that you would want anybody that's addicted to drug in the military to begin with, but you know, once you start down that path, it's a very slippery slope. Hey, Steve, thanks so much for your service being a firefighter.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
It is our pleasure. Look, I've heard it all. Years ago, there was a talk show host. I won't name the individual. I knew him well. He was doing a show in Washington, and he had suggested, because you know this was back in the 80s. When crack cocaine was, and he posited what if we just poison the entire drug supply and just announce it? And it's like a Russian roulette. And you know what? I don't even think it would work in that particular case because, you know, the addiction, the power of addiction is it's really, really hard to overcome. It's hard to stop, especially heroin and some of these other really hardcore drugs. Very, very hard to get rid of the these addictions. So I still think the answer is you got to go out. Fred says we ought to do what Florida does. You know, you take drug dealers and you treat them like murderers. And it should be if you're caught dealing drugs, and of course we just legalized cannabis. So we're talking about the hardcore, the heroines and the fentanyls and so on and so forth. You get caught dealing that, it is lights out. What are your thoughts? 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Time for traffic and weather on the threes. And with a guy that does some of his best work with lights out, Chuck Whitaker.
Yeah, it's true. Sometimes you just push the button and you talk, you know. The situation.
Some of your best reports are during power failures.
Now listen, you're going too far now. You should have just stopped. You got a line in. It was okay. You don't have to keep going. Northbound 895, I'm going to tell you this right now. If you're back in Anne Arundel County and you're coming up maybe from Howard County, you're thinking about the old Harbor Tunnel. I wouldn't right now. Now there's no traffic coming out of the northbound tunnel on 895. This broken down vehicle's been in there since 625. So they're trying to work on that to get it out and no traffic moving. I'm just going to go back and look at the camera here right as you're coming out of the toll plaza north, and they're not going anyplace. So you're a captive audience there once you get on 895. There are no exits. So back there, coming up from I-97, or if you're coming up from the parkway, I wouldn't. I would go up and try to work your way up to the Fort McHenry Tunnel using 95. And, of course, we'll keep an eye on that, but no traffic right now coming out of that northbound tunnel. And there is some slowing now. We see that next door at both the tunnels on the southbound side, but that would be the normal delay. Heads up, Anne Arundel County, Gambrels Road is closed in the area between Route 32 and around that area at Dykus Mill Road. Emergency utility work is underway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, a mild and muggy start again today, highs 90-ish or so, but it'll be partly sunny once this haze burns off. Got this kind of hazy start to the day here today, and right now it is hazy and 73 in Middle River, 73 in Pasadena. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball Johnson.
But I'm in a high-speed pursuit.
Sheriff Buford, T. Justice.
You sounded much taller on the radio.
That's a classic. By the way, it is National French Fry Day.
Live life. French fries. Live life. French fries. Live life.
I didn't know there was a French fry song, did you?
I wish it wasn't.
Today, it's Burger King Royal Perks. Members can get free any size order of fries with a dollar purchase. Elsewhere at McDonald's today, you can get a free order of medium fries with a dollar purchase through the McDonald's app at participating locations. At Checkers and Rallies, you get if you bring a receipt showing a recent fry purchase, you get a free large famous seasoned fries. At participating locations. That's a good deal.
Fries. I like that.
Yeah. Sonic, you get a free medium tot or fry with purchase. At Wendy's, you get any size hot and crispy fries with a purchase using an offer in the Wendy's app. And at White Castle, you get free cheese fries with any order. Just use the code CHEESY. Just think of Chuck when you are when you put that code in.
That's nice.
Do you have a favorite French fries, a favorite kind of fry? They come in all different sizes. You got shoestring, you got waffle, curly fries, steak fries, hand-cut fries. You have any kind of favorite French fry?
I like the ones from Sonic.
Okay. Are they the curly ones?
Yeah.
Yeah. They have curly, and I think they have seasoned curly as well.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. Kristen doesn't like the. She's turning up her nose at the curly fries. The waffle fries at Chick-fil-A, I think, are really good. But they have the potato skin still on the French fry. Some people just don't like that. McDonald's, I still think, has the best overall French fry. But they're again awfully salty. It's also it's 7-Eleven. That means it's Free Slurpee Day.
Oh, thank heaven for 7-Eleven. Oh, thank heaven.
Okay, it's Free Slurpee Day at 7-Eleven, a free slushy frozen drink giveaway, and in addition to that, you get a tongue too. on your... That's right.
Get that at Atmans.
The Tongue Twos come in blue, green, red, purple, and feature the Slurpee S as an ode to the Slurpee-stained tongues. And so you, then you ask yourself, what would stain your tongue in the Slurpee? That would be dye, folks.
The artificial dye.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. You know what roller dogs are? They're the roller hot dogs.
Right.
And there's a new poll out on the best roller dogs in the country. As you might imagine, 7-Eleven has the top three spots. Actually, eight out of the top ten are 7-Elevens. But they are in Dallas, Atlantic City, New Jersey, and Jacksonville, Florida, number three. You go all the way to, let's see, Tampa has number seven at the Wawa on Hillsborough Avenue.
Oh, okay, I know where that is.
Okay. 7-Eleven in Hagerstown, Maryland, on Leitersburg Pike is a big roller dog area, as well as Royal Farms and Washington Boulevard in Baltimore City. So that's a good one there. McDonald's has come out with their snack wraps again, and Popeyes is not happy. They sent out a diss track on a wrap going after McDonald's because they dare do a spicy wrap. Bojangles introduced the new breakfast burrito. Okay, I get it. Bojangles, Bo-rito.
No.
Panda. No. You're always slow in the uptake anyway. Panda Express.
I was thinking about how that was spelled.
B-O-R-I-T-O.
B-O, that was the first
one. That's right. Panda Express bringing back hot orange chicken at Panda Express with locations nationwide. But today, of course, what a combination. Slurpee with French fries. So enjoy.
My my late buddy Jeff Lukens, you know Jeff.
Oh, yeah.
Passed away many years ago. His birthday was today, 7-Eleven.
Okay. Oh, happy birthday, heavenly birthday to Jeff.
Yep,
thanks, Chuck. Seeing a couple, 6:49, 11 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. All right, still to come, the attacks on ICE continue, and we'll take a look at what one Maryland rep said about the ICE attacks. They're wrong, but there was a but put in there as well. And again, all you got to do is join us here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
Are you looking to hire? ZipRecruiter finds the best candidate for your job fast. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
By the way, keep listening. Your chance to win a family four-pack to attend the Kids Bop Live Certified Bop Tour at Pier 6 Pavilion Friday, July 18th is coming up. A little bit later on in the show. It's within minutes, I promise. Check it out. You can always purchase live tickets at LiveNation.com for the Kids Bop Live Certified Bop Tour. But your chance to win coming up within minutes here on WCBM. All right. On July 4th, just a week ago, leftist criminals ambushed officers at the ICE facility in Alvarado, Texas, after defacing vehicles with anti-ICE graffiti, including ICE Pig, FU Pigs, Fight Oligarchy. The assailants lured officers out of the building, opened fire, shooting one officer in the neck. That officer has survived. And again, 10 of the 11 have been arrested. There was a warrant issued for the 11th, Benjamin Song. These are all Antifa out of a North Texas cell of Antifa. This is the Democrat enforcement wing. It's like the Ku Klux Klan, as I said yesterday, of the old Democrat Party. Then that same day, deranged rioters viciously assaulted federal agents at an ICE facility in Portland, Oregon. Officers were kicked, punched, targeted with an incendiary device. Then on Monday of this week, a man unleashed a barrage of gunfire at a Border Patrol facility in McAllen, Texas. The attack, which saw dozens of rounds fired at the building and agents inside, sent two police officers and a Border Patrol employee to the hospital. In that instance, one of the assailants was shot and killed. at that border facility. We've had all sorts of Democrats, from Hakeem Jeffries to Pramila Jayapal, the Boston Mayor Michelle Wu, the Chicago commie Brandon Johnson, Bolshevik Bernie, Kwasium Fume, who is urging a street fight, and others egging, urging, inciting, inspiring these attacks. Very few Democrats have condemned them, John Fetterman being one of them, so I want to give him credit. I will tell you what Maryland Representative Glenn Ivey had to say coming up next here on The Morning Drive. 6:53. Time for traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so we're on the move now. The broken down vehicle cleared from the Old Harbor Tunnel northbound just in the last 4 or 5 minutes. And traffic is really just starting to move right now. Tail end of the backup, by the way, was in the haze. Looks like it's back to between Potee Street and the ramp on the spur where you come on to 895 from I-97. So that's a long delay. Still have to work your way up through Child Street through the K-Trust Bridge, but traffic is moving, and at least on the north end now, we start to see more traffic going up the hill eventually towards the ramps at Hollabird Avenue and up towards O'Donnell Street. There is some slowing, heavy traffic now southbound with the lanes open at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Friday and your weekend. Mild, muggy start again today. We have some hazy sunshine right now, high today about 90-ish. But still, there's a chance for a pop-up stray shower or storm. And then for Saturday and Sunday, it is going to be mostly dry. It'll be sunny and no precipitation. At least that's what is in the forecast right now. All right, so we're talking about, and in this particular case, we have got some hazy sunshine for early on here this morning as you head out the door to work. It's sunny at 73 in Pasadena, 74 in Dundalk. We have another attack. A protester has opened fire at ICE agents at a California marijuana farm raid, and a Democrat congressman crashing the police line out in California. We'll tell you what a judge out there, a Biden judge, blocked the Trump DHS from carrying out raids at Home Depots, car washes, and preventing agents from relying on race and the type of work when making arrests. That's a temporary injunction. She's going to rule today on a more permanent one. So once again, we have this judicial activism. We have the federal government. It's their job in charge of immigration. And we have judges intervening. Judge Mayami Ewusi Mensa Frimpong, a Biden appointee, wrote a tentative decision. The ICE agents are not using race. They're just not. But they are, as any good law enforcement tactic or agent would be, there are known hangouts for illegal aliens. Day labor sites. Some of these are the Home Depots and the Lowe's of the world. Some of them are car washes. Some of them are farms, like marijuana farms. So that you go where they are. Of course, this judge is interfering in the enforcement of federal law. But these attacks on ICE have got to stop. DHS Secretary, first we talked to Border Patrol, Ron Vitello, says the Democrats are responsible for this violence.
They used to say they wanted to abolish ICE back in 2018. They talked about defunding the police in 2020. Mm-hmm. And now they want the rest of America to believe that arresting illegal aliens inside of the United States is somehow Gestapo tactics.
And they've repeatedly, we laid some of it for you yesterday, Gestapos and Nazis and secret police, etc. The DHS Secretary Kristi Noem saying is that, yeah, the Democrats are the ones that are fomenting violence against law enforcement.
Some of these Democrat leaders in some of these communities and states are really, really elevating the emotion out there and lying and putting these officers' lives in jeopardy.
And that's exactly what they are doing. Anybody that's attacking or not condemning, including Governor Moore, Mayor Scott, many Democrats in this state. And then, of course, and Noem went on to say, not only are they threatening the agents, they're threatening their families. They're posting pictures. There are Democrat operatives there's literature out there how to dox ICE agents. And once they get them doxed out, they put the pictures of their spouses and their children. They put them online. And they're threatening their families.
They're not just threatening them and doxing them. They're ambushing them. They're threatening their families. They're talking about kidnapping their families. They're, you know, going after their colleagues. It's extremely dangerous, and the rhetoric has to stop.
Yeah, it is extremely dangerous. One ICE agent has been shot in the neck. Other ICE agents have been assaulted. Some have been badly injured. Maryland Congressman Glenn Ivey, Democrat Marxist here from Maryland, was a prosecutor. Glenn Ivey was a prosecutor at one point, and he was asked on News Nation the other day about this highly charged rhetoric that many Democrats are using. I want you to listen to his response. He says it's wrong, but then he adds a qualifier.
I mean, I prosecuted cop murder cases. This is not new. So, you know, and there's a wall right around the corner with cops' names on them. Mm-hmm. It's a long wall. They were killed in the line of duty. So this isn't new. I'm not saying there's anything okay about it. We should prosecute people who are attacking ICE agents or whoever. But I'll say this, too. The mask with no identification, that's not right.
All right, it's not okay. I'm saying it's wrong, but... he sort of was kind of cavalier, and I prosecuted people who murdered cops, so what? Okay, there's a long line of dead cops' names on a wall. I just find the Democrat overall attitude towards law enforcement is so cavalier. It is so insensitive. Now, as to the idea of secret police, we are not a country that engages in secret police. And many of our officers do have badge numbers or names. But again, in this particular case, I think that ICE agents, I have no problem with putting a number on them. I don't want their name on their uniform. And I don't want their faces to be readily identifiable. But just give them a badge number, okay? And that badge number will coincide. If you have a complaint about an ICE agent, you can then call the Department of Homeland Security and just report the number. That's all. This is an easy fix. Not what the Democrats want to do. There's a bill in the Senate. They want to unmask these ICE agents. So I have no problem if you want to put a QR code, modernize, put up a QR code patch on one of their arms. You can take a picture of it and then send it to the DOJ and with your complaint. But we are not a nation that embraces secret police, so that's a quick and easy fix.
I think. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. It's been 1 week since devastating flash floods killed at least 120 people in Texas. Andrews County Assistant Fire Marshal Jeremy Prophet says the search for missing people continues, thanks in large part to volunteers.
Now, those people will be cycling through, obviously, the treacherous work that they're doing in the heat and humidity is only about a 2 to 3 day, maybe 4 day, solid labor before we start having people fall out and get hurt.
President Trump visits hard-hit Kerrville, Texas this afternoon. He has praised the federal response to the disaster, even though he wants to phase out the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Correspondent Ben Thomas reports on the latest tariff news coming out of the Trump White House.
President Trump sent his latest tariff letter to Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney. It says he's raising import taxes on goods from Canada to 35%. That, of course, tops the 25% tariffs Trump first imposed in March. They were allegedly aimed at getting Canada to crack down on fentanyl smuggling, despite the relatively modest trafficking in the drug. Though Trump also expressed frustration with the U.S. trade deficit with Canada, that largely reflects American oil purchases. In his letter, Trump writes, "The flow of fentanyl is hardly the only challenge we have with Canada, which he says has many tariff and non-tariff policies and trade barriers." Ben Thomas, Washington.
Protesters and federal agents clashed during an immigration raid at a Southern California farm near Camarillo. Authorities threw tear gas canisters to disperse the crowd. A spokesperson for the Department of Homeland Security said the officials, who arrived in military-style vehicles with a helicopter flying overhead, were executing a warrant at a marijuana facility. More at townhall.com.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switch from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys, and I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20.
$5 a month. But what I really appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia. I got a tour of their headquarters. I met their CEO, and I talked to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk, a wireless company that actually stands for something.
Good morning. It's 7:03. Time for an update with traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
We're looking at a major wreck that just occurred in the last 5 minutes. I-95 in Howard County. It's near the bridge at Montgomery Road. So it's north of Route 100. It's south of the ramp where you come on from 895 and south of the Patapsco River Bridge. It's actually affecting both sides of the roadway. And I'm looking at what I think is a tractor trailer that hit the guardrail, destroyed the guardrail. A couple of other vehicles are involved. Left-hand lane is blocked both north and southbound on I-95, and big delays here. So this is going to be a situation now where already we need to think about moving over to Route 1 or the Parkway, because this is going to be a major backup. It's going to be one of these wrecks that ain't going away anytime soon. And again, it's I-95 in Howard County. There's also a new report of a wreck on the BW Parkway southbound near 198. We're trying to get a look at that. We're still recovering from the broken down vehicle inside the old Harbor Tunnel on the northbound side of 895. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
A mild and muggy start to your Friday morning. For the afternoon, looking for temperatures in the upper 80s and lower 90s. A mix of clouds and sun. May see a stray pop-up thunderstorm. As we head into the weekend, those temperatures staying near average with a couple of isolated thunderstorms here and there. More storms on the way next week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 74 degrees in Baltimore. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. At least 25 people have been hospitalized after a mass overdose event in West Baltimore's Penn North community. Five people are in critical condition. Mayor Brandon Scott says officials have not determined the exact source of the overdoses, and the incident remains under investigation. Thursday's mass overdose incident is being treated as an active crime scene. Police have been canvassing the Penn North community, reviewing area camera footage and speaking to residents in an effort to find the source of the drug. The Baltimore Sun reports, according to data from Open Baltimore, the 21217 zip code, which includes the Penn North neighborhood where the overdoses took place, was by far the leader in naloxone administration by city fire personnel from 2022 to 2024. A 45-year-old man is recovering from non-life-threatening injuries after he was shot yesterday in the 1300 block of West North Avenue, just a few blocks away from the mass overdose event. Police responded shortly after 11 a.m., but didn't find a victim. A short time later, police were called to a hospital, and a male gunshot victim turned up for treatment. Here are your latest winning Maryland lottery numbers. Pick 3, 362, pick 4, 1033. At 7:05, I'm Jill Powell. That's WCBM Local News. Stein on Sports is up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I'd think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Diving into that Brian Baker trade yesterday before the O's swept the Mets at Camden Yards, Baker dealt to the Rays for the 37th pick in the MLB draft this Sunday night. GM Mike Elias said the positioning of the draft choice made sense to Baltimore.
The fact that we had picks at 30 and 31 already
it makes us able to acquire a 37th pick because you've already scouted players in that neighborhood of the draft, so we should be pretty well prepared for the picks at 37.
Birds now have four of the top 37, seven of the top 93, and then comments from the GM on the season for Baltimore in general.
But this has been a very disappointing season, and I do think we've got the operation moving in the right direction now, but there's no hiding from the hole that we put ourselves in. And
Birds now turn their attention to the Marlins tonight at 42-50. Both teams come in with the exact same records. Getting to be that time of year now in Owings Mills. The grass is cut. The lines are chalk. You can smell it in the air at one winning drive. And the team, according to Mark Andrews, no one more so than Lamar, is ready to go.
There's no one more hungry than Lamar and to winning, ultimately that end goal. And so just being around him, it's infectious. How driven he is, how focused he is.
Rookies report on the 15th and the veterans on the 22nd. Men's semifinals at Wimbledon this morning. American Taylor Fritz takes on number 2 Carlos Alcaraz at 8:30 a.m. Top seed Jannik Sinner, number 6 Novak Djokovic at 10:10. Coming up in 30 minutes, a college basketball coach mulling a run for U.S. Senate. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for 5 generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Wow, that's harsh. Mike says, regarding the overdose victims, just let them go. They end up costing us more money in the long run. Okay. That is, I guess you could say, a solution. You might feel differently if it was a family member, but in any event, it's welcome back to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice of Maryland. Bruce is off on vacation. Be back with us next Wednesday. Coming up in this hour, a Baltimore juvenile crime victim has rebranded these juvenile thugs with a very interesting name. You'll hear what she has to say, and it might stick. Also coming up, the Trump assassination attempt. 1 year ago, this Sunday, the wife of one of the victims, Corey Comprator, who was shot and killed in the stands behind President Trump, she is speaking out about the Secret Service, and it is very powerful and emotional. You'll want to stick around for that. But our top story here again, and if you hate the Epstein files topic, well, there's more of it. And that's because this is not going away. And let me just tell you, Michael Schellenberger, who's an independent journalist, he wrote an extensive piece on X yesterday. It was very good. I would recommend you read it. But a senior person in the intelligence community told Schellenberger yesterday, quote, "This is a total effing disaster. If people think this is going to go away, I don't see how it possibly can." End of quote. And one of the reasons why is Judicial Watch and Tom Fitton are still suing the Justice Department. So after they say case closed, it's over. That's what Pam Bondi said the other day in the cabinet meeting. They're still reviewing all the documents, all the files, all the papers, because there's a lawsuit. Judicial Watch is suing for access under FOIA. And so they've got to go through all these materials and see which is FOIA and which isn't. So they're still reviewing all this stuff. And if Judicial Watch wins, and they're going to have to turn over something to Judicial Watch under FOIA. And this depends on what Judicial Watch gets. So this is not over as of yet, and especially when you got people like prominent liberal professor and lawyer Alan Dershowitz, who himself was implicated in the Epstein files, and he said there was nothing there at all, and he sued to get his to clear his name, and won, by the way, was vindicated. He says he has seen the Epstein documents.
I know for a fact documents are being suppressed. And they're being suppressed to protect individuals. I know the names of the individuals. I know why they're being suppressed. I know who's suppressing them. But I'm bound by confidentiality from a judge and cases, and I can't disclose what I know. But I, hand to God, I know the names of people whose files are being suppressed in order to protect them, and that's wrong.
Just out of curiosity, without names, are these politicians, business leaders, both?
They're everything.
Wall Street Journal is reporting yesterday, or earlier this week, I should say, that the victims, and there are many, there are about a dozen girls that have publicly been identified, that they're saying there was about 20 names. And that's just of those 12 victims or so. So there's about 20 names. So, and the Wall Street Journal was trying to poo-poo. Well, it's only 20. But I think it's important to find out who those 20 individuals are or were, whatever the case may be. But that's being kept from us intentionally. Bill O'Reilly says he spoke to President Trump, and we'll tell you what he had to say about the Epstein list coming up in just a second. It's 7:13. Traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
I wish I had some way I could show you this wreck on 95.
Oh.
It's probably one of the damnedest wrecks I've ever seen. This is 95. If you're coming south from the airport cutoff, there's also a report of an accident back there at I-195. This is down before the bridge at Montgomery Road. So it's south of the Patapsco River Bridge, and it's before Route 100. Both sides of the roadway are affected. There's a tractor trailer. I can tell you right now, hit the guardrail. It's a big, thick guardrail in the middle of the roadway. This thing is bent like it was rubber. And now this truck has turned over in the grass. I think he hit a vehicle here, and I can't really tell with the camera, that it looks like the vehicle here in the median was smashed by the tractor trailer when he hit the guardrail. So we have that. So both sides of the roadway, we're losing the left-hand side of 95 South and 95 North. Equipment all over the place. And as I said earlier, this is one of these things, it's not going away anytime soon. In the backup, southbound near the airport cutoff, there was another accident there. So you need to get away from this. If you're on the Beltway back up at 70, I would take 70 West, take 29, work your way down to Route 100, come back over there. Otherwise, in this area, Route 1 or the BW Parkway. This wreck is not going away probably for the next several hours for the traffic through that section in Howard County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. A mild and muggy start again today. Got a hazy kind of sunshine beginning of the day here today. High's about 90 today, partly sunny. The rest of the day after the haze burns off, still a chance of a stray shower or storm. The weekend will be mostly dry. Sunny at 72 in Ellicott City. It is 74 in Middle River. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back, and the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
So Sunday marks the one-year anniversary of the assassination attempt on President Trump's life. As we now know, by an act of God, he was clipped in the ear and survived it and went on to win the election. And in this first 6 months of his presidency, I've not seen anything like it in my lifetime. And he sat down with his daughter-in-law, Lara Trump, on her program on Fox to recall the events 1 year later.
Well, it was unforgettable. I didn't know exactly what was going on. I got whacked. There's no question about that. And fortunately got down quickly. And people were screaming, and I got down quickly, fortunately, because I think they shot 8 bullets. And one got me, and one got another one, and one got another one, and one killed Corey, the firefighter, great guy. And, you know, we had a tremendous, massive crowd. Tens of thousands of people were there. And our sniper, within less than 5 seconds, was able to get him from a long distance with one shot. If he didn't do that, you would have had an even worse situation. It was really bad. But he really did a fantastic, his name is David, and he did a fantastic job. It went about his business less than, just about 4 seconds, and that's when it all stopped, and he got him perfectly from a very long distance. So we got a little bit lucky in that regard.
Yeah, and that's just amazing. You know what? How far we've come in just a year's time. And is he okay? Is he pleased with the results of the ongoing investigation by the Secret Service?
So they briefed me numerous times, the FBI, the Secret Service, sort of everybody. DOJ, Pamela's doing a fantastic, I think she's doing a fantastic job. But they briefed me, and I'm satisfied with it. I'm satisfied with it. They should have had somebody in the building. That was a mistake. They should have had communications with the local police. They weren't tied in. And they should have been tied in. So there were mistakes made. And that, you know, shouldn't have happened. And that building was a prime building in terms of what they were trying to do. So, but I was satisfied in terms of the bigger plot, the larger plot. I was satisfied. And, you know, I have great confidence in these people. I know the people, and they're very talented, very capable. They had a bad day, and I think they'll admit that. They had a rough day.
Yeah, well, it was probably the worst performance by the Secret Service in the modern era. There have been other ones before, but this one was badly, badly botched. Six agents have been suspended. We'll hear from Helen Comprator coming up at the bottom of the hour. RFK Jr., the Health and Human Services Secretary, recently sat down with Tucker Carlson in a podcast interview and was asked about his relationship with President Trump. And what he viewed from the outside and from the inside once he became a member of the transition team. And he says he was surprised by one thing, one trait that Trump showed on a regular basis.
And also the most surprising thing is because I had him pegged as a narcissist. But narcissists are incapable of empathy, and he's one of the most empathetic people that I've met. You notice whenever he talks about the Ukraine war,
yes,
he always talks about the casualties on both sides. Every time he talks about it.
I have noticed that.
And he does that in every theater. He talks about how human beings are affected by it, you know, whether it's vaccines or Medicaid or Medicare. He's always thinking about how this impacts the little guy. And, you know, the Democrats have him pegged as a guy who's sort of sitting, you know, in the cabinet meeting talking about how can we make billionaires richer. He's the opposite of that. He's a genuine populist.
And that's from RFK Jr. President Trump saying taxpayer-funded benefits are for American citizens, not illegals. He's saying that he's preserving roughly $40 billion in benefits for American citizens. Health and Human Services restricting illegals from 13 public programs, from Head Start all the way to scholarships and loans, etc. Department of Education is ending free tuition for illegal aliens. That would also impact Maryland. The Department of Agriculture restricting illegal aliens from federally funded food assistance programs, and on it goes. $40 billion worth of benefits. That's how much that's costing us. Career DOJ FBI officials are in fear as the Trump administration now going on a firing spree okayed by the Supreme Court, cleaning the house of J6 prosecutors and leakers. Unfortunately, he threw support behind Rhino and warmonger Lindsey Graham's reelection bid. Like to have seen a America First MAGA candidate in South Carolina. The new NASA administrator on a temporary basis is going to be Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy. Is going to take that on a temporary basis. And Trump will visit flood-stricken Texas today as 170 people are still confirmed missing. And that's the way it went down, 173 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Air Conditioning, and of course you got the electric service. Tim Kyle has built a reputation of being just one of the outstanding electrician companies in the state, and they do a great job whether it's interior wiring, exterior, landscaping, you name it. You have any electrical problem, an electrical issue, you call Tim Kyle, and they'll take care of it. Now they've branched out to heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. Right now, of course, air conditioning season, and as we're in the midst of that, you want to make sure your AC is running properly, running efficiently. efficiently, and making sure that it's cooling your home at the least expensive means. Because a lot of folks, it works, but it may not be so efficient that it may cost you more money in the long run. So call them out. They'll take a look at it and perform some maintenance checks on it and make sure that it gets what it needs. And then as you head into the fall season, you want to make sure as you're transitioning over to your heat pump, or if you're using, of course, a forced air furnace system, they'll take care of that as well. Call Tim today, 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or go online, timkylecompany.com.
Wake up your senses at the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville. The aroma of fresh cooked pretzels, jumbo Maryland crab cakes, and sizzling meats welcomes you the moment you walk through our doors. With over 20 unique stalls, you'll find baked goods, Amish specialties, homemade decor, furniture, and smiles from our friendly staff everywhere you turn. Bring the whole family for a day of old-fashioned charm, shopping, and unforgettable eats. We're open Thursday and Friday from 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. Pennsylvania Dutch Market, where tradition meets taste.
Transmission incoming from the big giant head.
You want a chance to win tickets to your favorite events or an opportunity to win prizes? How about interact with your favorite shows and talk show hosts?
Hello?
Then download the WCBM mobile app at the App Store. It's free with no monthly subscription fees. Listen at home, at work, and even in the car. Listen live or on demand. The best things in life are free with the WCBM mobile app. Download it today and keep listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:23 traffic and weather on the threes now with the morning rush hour update. Here's Lug Nuts Johnson.
All right, so here's the big wreck, and this thing is massive. Tractor trailer hit of several cars here and went through the guardrail and is laying in the median on I-95 right after the bridge at Montgomery Road. So if you're not familiar with that, north of Route 100, south of the Patapsco River Bridge, and the guardrail just destroyed. The tractor trailer is destroyed, and a couple of vehicles that were involved. It's just a big mess. Only the right side of the roadway is getting by, both north and southbound. And as I said, right from the beginning, this is not going away anytime soon. I mean, here we are coming up to 7:30. We're talking several hours to get this thing straightened out. Several medic units are there. Not sure yet if there's a fatality involved or not. It definitely looks like it could be with all the destruction at the scene. Coming south from the Beltway, there was an accident near the airport cutoff in the backup at I-195. The backup there on 95 South is all the way back. If it's not back to the Beltway, it will be shortly. You're going to have a big delay northbound as well from 175 and Route 32. Think about Route 1. Think about the Parkway. If you're back up on the Beltway, 70 West, 29 South to 100, you'll go right around this area. That'll save you some time. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We got a hazy start to the day again today, but it's going to be hot again up near 90. Still a chance for a stray shower or storm west of the weekend. Looking nice. Sunny 75 in Dundalk, 75 in Arnold. And right now, if you want a family four-pack of tickets to go see Kids Bop Live at the Pier 6 Pavilion Friday, July 18th, be the first caller at 410-922-6680. You do have to have an email address in order to receive these tickets. So make sure if you call in, you have your name, phone number, and email address. Kristen will get all that information from you. Tickets will be emailed to the winner. If you don't have an email, then you can't win the ticket. So that's again Friday, July 18th, the Pier 6 Pavilion. Good luck. First caller wins. So Bill O'Reilly claimed that President Trump told him the reason why the Epstein files will not be released.
I talked to President Trump, man, eye to eye on St. Patrick's Day about this and the Kennedy files and the King files. It was all one conversation. And he said, and I agree, there are a lot of names associated with Epstein. It had nothing to do with Epstein's conduct. They maybe had lunch with him or maybe had some correspondence for one thing or another. If that name gets out, those people are destroyed. Because there's not going to be any context. Media doesn't care about context. So you can't do that. You can't destroy human beings by putting out the files, whatever they may be.
Yeah, now that's a I guess, a solid point. It's a fair point. But we're not interested in people that had lunch with Epstein or had a business meeting with Epstein. We're only interested in the names of the people that went to his island and, you know, were participating in trafficking and abusing young girls. Barron Trump's interesting. Barron Trump's close friend, Beau Loudon, shared that interview clip on his social media. And Trump had said in the past that he told Fox and Friends, you know, several months ago that he did plan to release the JFK files. As to the Epstein files, he said, yeah, but less so because, quote, you don't want to affect people's lives if there's phony stuff in there, end of quote. And that's what he's meaning by context. So let's go to the phones here, and we've got Joe in Waverly. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
To build on what Bill O'Reilly was saying about names of a lot of people there, I think that they're being held up. There's a lot of senators and representatives involved with this, and they're being held up in order to manipulate them to give votes. Like, for example, maybe the big, beautiful bill wouldn't have been through if, you know, they didn't say to them, hey, we got goods on you, you know, even if you didn't go there. Your name is on the list.
Possible. You know? That is possible, although I would I don't think President Trump would use that in that way. I do think there's a possibility that if there are a number of members of Congress, especially in the House or Senate, with thin margins, that if you release that information now, politically, it could hurt you in the midterms. You could lose control of one or both houses, and they may wait until after the midterms to release this information.
Yes, exactly. And they have retirement goals, you know, so they want to meet their retirement goals. They don't want that cut short.
Yeah, no, look, I've heard there have been a number of theories as to why, but clearly, I think, and we all know there was a list, we all know there was a bunch of names, Wall Street Journal reporting 20 names at least, that they're not naming anybody, but we know that they exist, we know of some of the names of the people that have actually visited the island. That doesn't mean they did anything illegal just because they visited the island, and that's what Trump apparently is worried about.
Just the name.
Yep.
Being out there.
Exactly. Just a name on a flight log could be enough to ruin your political career. But exactly. That's where you need to have an investigation and talk to some of the victims and see if they can pick people out of the lineup that actually sexually abused and or raped these young girls. Joe, thanks again. Appreciate it. It's a good point. You can call and let us know your thoughts. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Coming up after the 7:30 news, 1 year later, we still don't know much about Thomas Crooks, the attempted assassin. We do know that Ryan Ruth, the second would-be assassin, has fired his attorneys and is representing himself now. But we'll hear from Corey Comprator's surviving wife as to what she thinks about the Secret Service and their investigation 1 year later after the assassination attempt. It's coming up next. 7:30, in for Bruce Elliott once again with news headlines. Here's Jill Powell.
Good morning at 7:30. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. Penn North residents reacting to Thursday's overdose incident that sent at least 25 people to area hospitals. Some people in the area told WJZ-TV the drug called New Jack City was given out as a tester, but that has not been confirmed by authorities. Area Recovery Coordinator Bernard Nelson believes whatever the victims took was laced. Nelson says this is the worst it's ever been on Pennsylvania Avenue in 29 years. Just blocks away from the mass shooting incident, police responded to a shooting in the 1300 block of West North Avenue just after 11 Thursday morning. They didn't find anyone, but a short time later, police were called to a hospital after a walk-in shooting victim turned up for treatment. The victim, a 45-year-old man, suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Anyone with information on the shooting is asked to call Metro Crime Stoppers at 1-866-7-LOCKUP. Baltimore police responded to a report of a pedestrian struck last night near the intersection of West North Avenue and Bradish Avenue. Officers found a car with severe damage and a shattered electronic rental scooter nearby. The driver of the vehicle remained at the scene. Maryland Democrat Chris Van Hollen has introduced an amendment in the Senate Appropriations Committee to retain, preserve, and compile any records related to Jeffrey Epstein. The move follows comments from U.S. Attorney Attorney General Pam Bondi, saying there was no evidence that the convicted sex offender kept a client list and that he died by suicide. Van Hollen says the amendment demanding transparency passed unanimously. Maryland's Anthony Brown has joined a multi-state coalition to support schools facing a loss of federal mental health funding. Brown says eliminating school-based mental health services means students have fewer counselors and therapists to turn to when they're struggling with thoughts of harming themselves or others. We'll be back right after this.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber-securing must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data-managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business. Powering possibilities.
Now through July 21st, new customers can get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a two-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card for your business. Call and switch to Comcast Business today. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.
Here are the latest winning Maryland lottery numbers. Pick 3, 362, pick 4, 1033. I'm Jill Powell, WCBM Local News. Time for traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
And in case you missed it earlier, this is a massive, and I mean massive wreck, I-95 in Howard County. It's south of the Patapsco River Bridge. It's north of Route 100. Involves a tractor-trailer, another vehicle. The tractor-trailer split the guardrail, turned over, and is destroyed into the median. So both sides of the roadway are affected. Two lanes to the right northbound, two lanes to the right southbound, multi-mile backup coming down from the Beltway. The traffic northbound from Route 32. From Route 175, you also have delays. I looked over at the parkway, and that's taking some of the overflow traffic. Route 1 is another option, but I also looked, as I mentioned earlier, if you're up on the Beltway, you were thinking about coming down to 95 and through that area, 70 westbound, 29 south, picking up Route 100, takes you all the way around this scene, and this is going to be several hours before this is gone. So this is a major backup on a major interstate on a Friday morning with big delays on both the north and the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
A mild and muggy start to your Friday morning. For the afternoon, looking for temperatures in the upper 80s and lower 90s. A mix of clouds and sun. May see a stray pop-up thunderstorm as we head into the weekend. Those temperatures staying near average with a couple of isolated thunderstorms here and there. More storms on the way next week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Orioles with a little pep in their step this morning, because that's what a doubleheader sweep does.
Henderson to deep right field. Soto gives it a look, but only a look. Orioles lead in a pinch.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Gunnar Henderson's two-run shot. Key the three-run eighth in Game 1, and Felix Bautista made it stand. 3-1 was the final. Baltimore's second comeback win in 42 games when trailing after seven innings. In the nightcap, two out, one on for Jordan Westberg, bottom of the second.
Westberg!
Westberg's shot gave the Birds a 3-2 lead. Tomo Sugano gets the win with six scoreless innings. Birds 7, Mets 3. Manager Mancelino on his starter after the sweep.
Tomo's making adjustments. He's, you know, we've talked about that. The league has adjusted to him, and he's got to kind of adjust back. And that's a heck of a lineup. He just kind of rolled through right there. Those top five guys.
The doubleheader sweep for Baltimore was the team's first since 2016. Before the game, GM Mike Elias making news, dealing Brian Baker to the Rays.
This was a trade with the draft coming up in a couple
couple days that we had to make a decision on. Didn't want to pass up on the opportunity.
And then the inevitable question, is there more to come from GM Mike Elias?
I think it's a step in that direction. I mean, there's no way around that. The timing of the draft, and when you have draft picks involved in the trades, kind of front loads these decisions, and it's earlier than my comfort level.
Elsewhere in baseball, the automated ball strike system is coming to the All-Star Game next week in Atlanta. MLB officials added the feature to the annual exhibition game, knowing it could be a precursor to becoming a permanent part of the major leagues as soon as next year. A major upset yesterday across the pond. Thirteenth-seeded American Amanda Asimanova beats number one in the world Aryna Sabalenka in three sets to advance to the Wimbledon final. The New Jersey native will now face Iga Swiatek in the final on Saturday. Cooper Flagg made his summer league debut last night for the Mavericks, taking on Bronny James and the Lakers.
It was Bronny around the Baisley screen, step back over Flagg, and that jumper's wet to start the night.
Flag threw, though, had 10 points and 6 rebounds in the game. It was an 87-85 win for Dallas. The time now is 7:37. When we return, how common are doubleheader sweeps?
Attention federal employees. Are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those, too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So a texter, Alan, had pointed out that the Orioles' last sweep before yesterday was back in 2016, about 9 years. And the question was, is that the longest drought of a team? To be honest, I could not find the answer. Okay, so I'm still trying to look that up.
You gotta go call the Elias guys.
Well, I don't have the hotline to the Elias guys.
I would think you would, Mr. Sportscaster.
I'm gonna work on that.
Okay.
But what I did find out was, according to MLB.com, there had been 738 doubleheaders since the year 2000. So 25 years, 738 doubleheaders. How many do you think have been swept of the 738?
Of the 730, I would say approximately one-third.
33% sweep.
Okay.
Okay. No, let me tell you the answer. Exactly 50%.
Wow.
50% of 738. So what would that be? I can't do the math. Yeah. Are sweeps. But it kind of makes sense. I mean, either you're going to sweep it or you're going to split.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, so exactly 50% since the year 2000.
That is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'm still working on the other one.
All right. Well, maybe by Monday you'll have it.
Maybe, yes, after that.
Right. Congratulations to Dottie Dupree. She's our winner of a family four-pack to go see Kids Bop Live at Pier 6 Pavilion a week from today. So way to go, Dottie. Congratulations. Thanks for playing the game. Thanks for listening. So 1 year from this coming Sunday, a year ago, it was the assassination attempt on President Trump's life, as you know. And there, but for the grace of God, went he, at that very moment when he turned his head to look at that immigration chart, looked up, tilted it to the right, the shots rang out, and it just clipped his ear. Down he went. Secret Service agents converging, of course, up he popped back right up. They told him to stay down. They didn't, because he didn't know how many shooters. Could have been one, could have been two, could have been six. They didn't know. But Trump insisted on getting up. And that's a question as to, you know, did the Secret Service do their jobs? They should have kept him down, because at that point they did not know how many shooters were. There still was an active threat. But he insisted on getting back up, and that's what he did. And as you know, he's bloodied. And he took his fist and fight. And that became probably one of the most iconic photos in history. I think it's right up there with the photo of Iwo Jima, I'll tell you the truth, and other photos that we've seen. Unfortunately, there were people that were killed that day. One of those, of course, there was one death, and I think three others were injured. Corey Comprator is the one that lost his life that day, sitting to the president's left behind him, as you looked on the stage. His wife, Helen, his widow, speaking out for the first time with Fox News' Alexis McAdams about that day, and also about what the Secret Service botched and how it's still painful for her.
If you had the chance to sit down with the Secret Service, what would you ask them?
I want to know what the hell they were thinking that day. Where were they? Why didn't they come pick up the radios? Why weren't they in communication with all those other people? Why weren't they paying attention? Why did they think that that roof didn't need covered? I can see it. You can see it from the farm show. Why wouldn't they? Why would they let the president come out? Why weren't they watching? We were all sitting ducks that day. Their blood, our blood is all over their hands. I'm angry. I lost the love of my life. My kids lost their father. They screwed up.
They did indeed. And now Susan Crabtree of Real Clear Politics has identified those agents that have been suspended without pay. They may sue because their identities have now been revealed. So I'm not, this is not breaking news, but here are the names. But Soto Perez, an inexperienced agent who was the site agent in charge of the security for the rally. She was part of the regular Trump detail. Wasn't chosen for the big outdoor rally that day, but simply her rotation came up. Meredith Bank, a far more experienced agent out of the Pittsburgh field office, was serving as the lead agent for the day of the rally. Dana Dubray, mid-level agent, the Pittsburgh field office, who was the site counterpart. Tim Burke, the chief special agent in charge of the Pittsburgh field office. Brian Pardini, number two in charge of Pittsburgh field office. And John Marciniak, uniform division countersniper, who was assigned to the rally late because of the Iranian threat to Trump's life. Marciniak had just 2 days instead of the customary five to formulate his security plan. Here's Congresswoman Anna Paulina Luna.
They should have been fired. They unfortunately did not do their job, and it is literally by the grace of God that President Trump wasn't assassinated that day.
There you have it. A very bad day. Dark day. Perhaps the darkest, except for John F. Kennedy, his assassination. And Ronald Reagan, of course, remember that. But a very bad day for the Secret Service. 743, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Brought to you as a service, Ernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Bad day on 95 in Howard County. This wreck is just north of the bridge at Montgomery Road. I'll put that into perspective. It's north of Route 100. It is south of the Patapsco River Bridge. The backup southbound is all the way back to the Beltway. Two lanes are getting by to the right. Sometimes it's a very tight squeeze there with all of the equipment. Two lanes are getting by to the right northbound. The backup there coming up from 216, Route 32, 175, and Route 100. So I'm seeing a lot of traffic now getting over towards the parkway for the traffic on Route 100 and also from the airport cutoff. You're getting into that delay, and that's a big backup. Again, you have some options, but you have to do it early. Northbound, you can get off at Route 32 or 175 and get out of there. Southbound, I don't even think I would come down from the Beltway at all because it's just not moving even down to the airport cutoff. And if you're trying to get to BWI, you're going to have to take the parkway and go south that way to get in there to catch a flight right now. This tractor trailer hit the guardrail, destroyed it, and the tractor trailer is overturned in the grass. I'm sure there's a fuel spill. Looks like hazmat trucks are here as well. And again, this is not one of these situations that's going away in the next 10 or 15 minutes. So 95 is a big problem. I did look again at I-70, 70 west to 29 south of Route 100. You come back over to 95, you've gone completely around the accident scene. Summer driving can be very hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie's Automotive get your vehicle ready. They'll check your tires, belts, hoses, coolant, and more at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we do need a contestant for our Choose Your Fake News segment. Again, first caller 410-922-6680 or 1-800-922-6680. You'll reserve your spot. Chance for you to win a WCBM 100th anniversary t-shirt and coffee mug if you correctly identify the fake news story. Your Fox 45 weather authority forecast for today. We got a mild, muggy start with some haze for the morning, and that'll eventually burn out and be partly sunny and high about in the 90s, somewhere around there, 90-ish. But still a chance for stray showers and or thunderstorms. And the weekend's going to be mostly dry, so get out and enjoy it this weekend. It'll be hot, but dry. Right now, sunny and 75 in Middle River, 75 in Baltimore City. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Today's prize, a WCBM 100th anniversary T-shirt and coffee mug, if you can correctly identify the fake news story. We have a reduced panel today because Bruce is off on vacation. So we have the king of all fake news guesses, Kristen Hagrick, our executive producer, and the guy who's, I don't know, is he, if you're in last place or Bruce's? I think Bruce is in last place.
Yeah, we're going to put him there.
Yeah, you guys are they're like twin outboards. You're both in the rear.
That's nice. That's nice. Wouldn't that, like, whatever,
Mike? Yes, I know.
No sense in getting personal here.
Our contestant this morning is Honey in Towson. Good morning, Honey.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing fine. Thanks for
much
calling.
Much better now, Honey. Thank you.
Yeah, much better now that Honey has called in.
See the tree, how big it's grown.
Yes. But it has been too long.
It hasn't been too long.
All right, it wasn't big.
There you go.
Yeah. I remember the first day I planted it.
It was just a twig, sort of like this radio station. And look at it now.
Honey, you want to go first, second, or last?
I will go last.
All right. Good luck, honey. Here is their three stories. Story one. A billboard reads, "Yes, I buy crack houses." Put up, appears to be an out-of-state investor in Ohio. It's drawing criticism in Cleveland. Backlash from community members and city officials demanding that the sign be taken down. But the guy that bought the sign says, hey, it's legit. I do buy crack houses. Story two, Sir Paul McCartney has announced a North American tour starting this September with a special twist. The legendary Beatle will reunite with Ringo Starr, and there will be AI versions of John Lennon and George Harrison that will play on a few select songs. Tickets are expected to start at $500.
Wow.
And story three, again, in Minnesota, the new hiring policy is you have to justify hiring anybody that's white. Under the new hiring policy, a hiring manager would have to justify hiring a white male, but they don't have to justify if they hire an illegal alien with a felony rap sheet. Is it story one? I buy crack houses. Your home is trash, but I want it anyway. Story two, Sir Paul McCartney reunites with Ringo and AI versions of John and George this September. Story three, Minnesota's new hiring policy justifies hiring whites, but not illegals with rap sheets. All right, we'll start with Kristen.
Well, this is a hard one, but I think number one is true, and maybe that's something realtors in Baltimore should think of. That might help them buy other houses. I could see Minnesota doing that as well. I think I'm going to go with number two. I haven't heard that, and that seems like that could cause some issues.
Okay, Kristen goes for number two. Chuck.
Well, I know he's going on tour. I didn't see anything about all the other stuff with it, so I'll say two.
Chuck also says two. Honey?
I also say two. I haven't heard anything about a tour with that kind of part of it.
Okay. Honey also goes for two. It's unanimous today. Yes, there will be a tour by Sir Paul McCartney in September, but no plans to have Ringo or AI versions of John and George. So that is our fake news story of the day. Congratulations, honey, and the rest of the panel. You are all winners.
What size shirt do you want?
A medium.
Okay. I think all right, so we'll put you down for a meeting. We'll tell you to get your prize, honey. Thanks so much. We'll put you on hold. Have a great weekend. Thanks for playing the game. 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Up next, your calls and comments. And victims of juvenile crime have come up with an interesting name for the juvenile thugs. We'll share that with you in a moment. The Best of the Morning Drive, available each and every day at WCBM.com, on Rumble, on Facebook. And it's brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k X-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations. You've done a great job of saving. Now, call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
Hey, this is Mackenzie Frost from Fox 45 News. Join me every Thursday on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, where we talk about the major topic I'll be covering on Fox 45 News in depth with Mackenzie Frost. Every Thursday, I go in depth on the most important news stories impacting Baltimore and Maryland. Now, you get an inside look at what I've uncovered before the show starts. Don't miss out and tune in for The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot Thursdays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
752. Let's go to the phones. BJ is in Severn. Good morning, BJ. BJ, are you there? BJ could not hang with us or fell out of the cell. He was talking about how the media covered the assassination, the rally first, and then the assassination attempt. And along those lines, Travis in Baltimore makes a very good point here. He says, the president's interview with his daughter was a nice reflection, but didn't really touch on how the media and Democrat opposition reacted afterwards. While all the information was still coming out about errors of the Secret Service, what theories were they repeating ad nauseum? We're talking about the left and the media. It was a piece of glass. Remember that? His ear healed too fast. The assassin was a Trump supporter. It was an inside job. Trump set it up himself. Problem is, the liberals I know still are advancing these theories today because the media establishment never admits fault. Their followers never come to grips with or accept the truth. I don't believe the media should be regulated, but if we want to mend the divides in this country, those responsible for the divide, the media, the state-run media, the drive-by media, as Rush used to call them, need to be compelled, even forced, to broadcast corrections and give those corrections sufficient time where it is heard by largely unintelligent audiences. I think that's a great point, Travis. I also think that President Trump has had two successful lawsuits, one against ABC, one against CBS, and had judgments against both of them. But who knows if their viewers get a chance to see those stories or not. 753, traffic and weather on the threes with the update once again, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so the big wreck still here. Tractor trailer hit the guardrail, just destroyed it on I-95 right here at the bridge at Montgomery Road. Again, it's coming out of Howard County. It's coming down from Baltimore County on 95. So you have a big delay coming up from 198, 216, Route 32, 175. The southbound backup is starting at the Beltway through the airport cutoff. And then after that, if you get beyond I-195, then you have to ride this out. The next ramp down is all the way down at Route 100. That's a hell of a long backup for this time of the morning. So some traffic now is diverting over. Route 1 is an option. The BW Parkway is an option. Again, if you're back up there on the Beltway, 70 West, 29 South, Route 100 will take you completely around the accident scene. But big delays and all those backups, again, northbound as well. So you can move over and pick up Route 1 or the Parkway. You can take 100, go over to 29, and go up to the Beltway from there on I-70. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, a muggy start to the day today. Again, highs near 90 with a chance of a stray shower or storm, but mostly sunny today, so get out and enjoy. And the weekend's going to be mostly dry, so that is good news so for your weekend activities. Right now, we've got 75 in Pasadena and 74 in Parkville. And the interesting, you know, as Baltimoreans go about their days and their daily routines, whether it's picking up pizza for dinner on your way home, being accosted by juvenile thugs who want to carjack. We had the recent story of the pastor visiting from Connecticut who was carjacked, and he tried to lecture the thug, and that didn't work out too well. Now he says he should do some severe jail time. We've had guys that are just trying to get stuff out of their trunks, being hit over the head, being pistol whipped, et cetera. We had the guy, I think, in Canton or Fells Point area that was hit over the head, now has permanent eye damage. I mean, you're just going about your day, minding your own business in Baltimore City, and it's not safe. And so one crime victim was interviewed by Fox 45 yesterday, and she came up with a very interesting term. I mean, I've been calling them utes for the longest time. Some call them juvies. We've heard juvenile thugs. And, of course, in the Mayor Scott's office, they're known as misguided youth or, again, teens who can't really concentrate on anything. Who knows what term they're coming up with, but I think this crime victim hit it right on the head.
Just in my car, ready to go, and three young untouchables with masks surrounded my car.
Untouchables! They're untouchables because they're untouchable. Nobody can put a finger on them. You can't arrest them. You can't put them in jail. You can't detain them at the Department of Juvenile Services. You know, their mother and father, they don't care what they're doing. They're untouchable. They're allowed to do whatever they want. And rob and carjack and steal and whatever they want. They're untouchables. You remember, of course, it used to be the untouchables with Elliot Ness. Remember that? There's a whole different meaning now of what untouchable is. And this woman, her name is Jane Blonder, she says within a couple of days, the same untouchables tried to carjack her and rob her.
I was told to get out, give them the keys real fast.
Yeah. So twice in a week, the same group of untouchables accost this woman, trying to rob her, and then they threaten to kill her. Just like the pastor, I'm sure, it was the flight or fight response that triggered him to go after the dude's gun. And they wrestle for the gun a little bit, and then eventually the juvenile gets away with the gun and the car and was arrested, 16 years old. And we're seeing more and more stories of 10-year-olds involved in juvenile crime. 11, 12, I think, what was it, Charles County? I'm not sure. 12, 13, and 14-year-old arrested for juvenile crime. So, here in the state of Maryland, juvenile thugs who commit juvenile crimes are untouchables. And apparently so are their parents. Even though Ivan Bates has threatened on repeated occasions to hold the parents, they're untouchable too. And I don't know what it's going to take. Maybe one of these days, somebody is going to mow some of these juvenile thugs down after they try to take their lives. And then they'll have a real problem on their hands, like the Brooklyn Days massacre. The fiancé of a gentleman that was accosted, and now he suffers permanent eye damage in an attack by an untouchable, says that she and her fiancé and everybody else in her neighborhood, they don't feel safe living in Baltimore anymore.
It's hard to imagine feeling safe going anywhere around here now.
Yeah, because it's not. It's not. I'm sorry. There might be neighborhoods that are less safe, neighborhoods that are more safe, but there is no neighborhood that is 100% safe in Baltimore City. Does not exist. And again, I'm sorry if you live in the city, if you have to work in the city, that you got to deal with that message on a regular basis. But I just think there, but for the grace of God, go we, if we don't. And Mayor Scott, all he can do is crow about homicide reductions. And that's a great thing, but if the rest of the city doesn't feel safe, what good are you?
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington.
Lots of Friday pink slips are being handed out today. The State Department is firing over 1,300 career diplomats and civil servants. Word of the layoffs come a day after staffers were told that notices would be sent in coming days. Canada has been put on notice. Donald Trump plans to hike tariffs on Canadian goods to 35% starting August 1st. There's also the possibility of a new U.S. trade war with Brazil.
Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva says he will impose retaliatory tariffs on the United States if President Donald Trump follows through on a pledge to boost import taxes by 50%. Trump has vowed to respond forcefully if countries seek to punish the U.S. I'm Karen Shamas.
The CDC finds that nearly a third of young Americans have prediabetes.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has offered a new estimate of how many adolescents in the U.S. have prediabetes. The data from 2023 shows nearly one in three aged 12 to 17 had it. That's far higher than a previous estimate that the condition affects about one in five. Prediabetes puts a person at risk for developing type 2 diabetes, heart disease, stroke, and other metabolic problems. But scientists who study and treat diabetes note the CDC released only a 600-word online summary of the findings. No raw data and no peer-reviewed paper. And that's raising questions about its accuracy. I'm Ben Thomas.
President Trump visits Texas later today to assess catastrophic flooding that has killed at least 120 people. He'll take an aerial tour, meet with officials, and talk with victims' families. Meanwhile, search crews continue looking for scores of people still missing. Dow futures down 252. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This special alert is for all Americans who own a vehicle. If you have a warranty that's about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, this message is for you. It's time to stop worrying about future car repairs today. Your vehicle is essential, but unexpected breakdowns can derail your plans and your wallet. It's time to future-proof your ride with CarShield. CarShield offers a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that saves drivers thousands from out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Imagine if your engine quits or your transmission fails. You could pay a fraction of the repair cost. This protection plan is at an all-time low, and to give you even more peace of mind, drivers who activate today also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Don't wait for a breakdown to drain your savings. Future-proof your car with CarShield today and drive with confidence. Call CarShield for your free quick quote. Call 800-894-9190. That's 800-894-9190. What do you have to lose? Call 800-894-9190. That's 800-894-9190. Again, 800-894-9190.
It's 8:03, time for an update with traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
And the big delays continue. I-95 in Howard County, the accident just north of the bridge at Montgomery Road. So again, if you're coming north from 216, Route 32, 175, Route 100, two lanes get by to the right. If you're coming south from the Beltway, coming down from the airport cutoff, two lanes getting by to the right. It's an overturned tractor trailer destroyed about 100 yards of the guardrail in that area, and it's just a big fat mess, and this cleanup is going to take a while. Now, we mentioned earlier we could take some of the roadways here, Route 1 or the Parkway, suggested also some traffic could use Route 100, 29, and I-70. It just looked at I-70, and now that's slow from the bridge at the Patapsco River up to the Beltway. So some of this traffic is diverting and going that way, but now you're going to be stacked up there coming in from Howard County and to the Beltway. Big backups right now, both sides of 95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
A mild and muggy start to your Friday morning. For the afternoon, looking for temperatures in the upper 80s and lower 90s. A mix of clouds and sun. May see a stray pop-up thunderstorm. As we head into the weekend, those temperatures staying near average with a couple of isolated thunderstorms here and there. More storms on the way next week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 76 degrees in Baltimore. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. At least 25 people have been hospitalized after a mass overdose event in West Baltimore. Happened just before 9:30 Thursday morning at the intersection of Pennsylvania Avenue and North Avenue. Five people are in critical condition. The event remains under investigation. The Baltimore Sun reports, according to data from Open Baltimore, the 21217 zip code, which includes the Penn North neighborhood where the overdoses took place, was by far the leader in naloxone administration. registration by city fire personnel from 2022 to 2024. A 45-year-old man recovering from non-life-threatening injuries after he was shot yesterday in the 1300 block of West North Avenue, a few blocks away from the mass overdose incident. Baltimore police responded shortly after 11 a.m., but they didn't find anyone. A short time later, police were called to a hospital after a walk-in gunshot victim turned up there for treatment. And the MDTA says there will be full-span closures on the Bay Bridge for maintenance and replacement work in the coming days. The closures and alternate traffic patterns are planned to take place from July 13th through the 19th, weather permitting. Here are your latest winning Maryland lottery numbers. Pick 3, 362, pick 4, 1033. At 8:05, I'm Jill Powell. That's WCBM Local News. Stein on Sports is up next.
Casey here. When it comes to local real estate, wait and see has been our situation for a while now. Slowly but surely, that's changing, and here to tell us more is my good friend and trusted owner and broker, Vinny Steele, with your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty.
Hey, Sean. Yeah, thank you. Local real estate market is definitely shifting, and we're seeing a more balanced market this summer due to increased inventory, stabilized price appreciation, and other key factors.
So, between now and the end of summer, what does that mean for your sellers?
Well, Sean, a few things. Increased buyer optimism is good for sellers who still want the most money and to sell within their time frame. In a shifting market, I provide upfront written guarantees, ready buyers, and multiple cash offers because I understand every selling situation is different.
Friends, who you choose to sell your home this summer matters. It's the biggest financial transaction you will ever make. Vinny, how can listeners get in touch?
Well, anybody can visit me online, vinnysteele.com, or better yet, call or text me. I'd love to talk with you. 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. The trade of Brian Baker to the Rays yesterday in and of itself didn't overshadow the bird sweep of the Mets at Camden Yards, but the implications of the trade may have. First, Baker's reaction to his departure.
Shock, for sure, but just more logistics. Worried about that now. Just got to get to Boston and do my job there. But
GM Mike Elias on if there could be more in the works for the Orioles.
I think it's a step in that direction. I mean, there's no way around that. The timing of the draft and when you have draft picks involved in the trades kind of front loads these decisions, and it's earlier than my comfort level.
But. Meanwhile, manager Mancelino still has a job to do in the dugout.
You know, you guys don't want to hear it, but there's still time, you know, and despite, you know, making a move this morning, and I'm sure our obituary is probably getting written somewhere this morning because we made a trade.
Birds and Marlins tonight for the first of three. Dean Kramer takes the hill at 7:05. And finally, Count Charles Barkley among those who would support a U.S. Senate run for Auburn head basketball coach Bruce Pearl. Speculation has built over the past few months about the possibility of Pearl entering the race as a Republican to replace Tommy Tuberville, who has announced his run for Alabama governor. Pearl has neither confirmed nor denied his interest. Pearl has taken Auburn, Barkley's alma mater, to two Final Fours in the last 6 years. Coming up in 30 minutes, Slurpees and sports. And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? Well, they've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, thanks for joining us here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Bruce is off. He'll be back next Wednesday. Flying solo here this morning, 410-922-6680 is our number, 1-800-WCBM-680 on Talk Radio, 680 WCBM. And 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, we'll take a look at the speed camera revenue. Who's really cashing in on that? Also, the latest on MS-13 man, Kilmar Abrego Garcia. Where's his next stop? We'll take a look at that. Also, the Mamdami out in New York. His mosque and its murderous message in a so-called house of worship that he's been known to attend. We got that for you. And but our top story here today, once again, is the MPRP. That is the Power Transmission Line Project, which is nothing more than a horrific land grab by the folks at PJM, PSEG. Of course, we know Governor Westmore. He stands with the people. Did you know that? I'm sure you heard that before. He's not standing with them right now, though. Recently, a federal judge ruled in favor of PSEG. That's a public service enterprise group. The folks that are developing in this 70-mile transmission line spanning Baltimore, Carroll, and Frederick counties. And what that rule allowed is that now PSEG, they call them land agents. Okay? I call them land grabbers. So their land grabbers will be able to enter your private property to conduct their surveys. In light of that ruling, some residents living along the route have received letters. And as you might imagine, those letters are disturbing. Here's Raina Gover on receiving a letter.
Very emotional. Very emotional for us.
Yeah. You imagine getting the letter? Here's what the letter says. This is to inform you that PSEG and its approved contractors plan to begin non-invasive environmental land surveys on your properties in the coming weeks. End of quote. What does that mean? Non-invasive. The fact that you're on my land is invasive. The fact that you set foot on my land without being invited is invasive. So I think they need to change the term there. Maybe they haven't mean they aren't going to break ground in any way, shape, or form. Who knows? PSEG and its consultants want to work with you to discuss these surveys in more detail, maintain an open dialogue during this process. Please contact your designated PSEG-approved land grabber, I mean agent, for further discussion. And Raina Grover, she was hoping that the appeal would at least have put a temporary stop on these non-invasive environmental visits.
We kind of expected it was coming after we heard the ruling, but was hoping that there would be, you know, maybe some appeal and something that would stop it. But heartbroken, I guess, is the best word to describe it, that somebody can come on your property and just do whatever they want, whenever they want.
Now, isn't it amazing how when the landowners and property owners, when they appeal, it takes forever for the courts to hear that. But when, you know, PSEG or the state wants something, that appeal gets rushed right through. And they're on your land before you even blink. It's fixed. The system is fixed against you, against me, against all of the residents and the landowners and the property owners. They get what they want because they rig it. And Governor Moore can say all he wants. He stands with the people, and this is wrong, and this can't stand, whatever. Well, so far, he's been wrong, and he hasn't lifted a finger to stop it. All right, more on this. Again, your calls and comments coming up in just a second. It's 8:13. Traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Lug Nuts Johnson.
All right, cleanup still underway, and the tractor trailer that took out the guardrail on the north and southbound sides of I-95, this truck turned over and hit the guardrail, smashed the guardrail just like it was candy, and the truck is laying in the median on 95. It's north of Route 100. It's south of the airport cutoff coming down from BWI. So 95 is a multi-mile backup on both sides. Two lanes are getting by to the right. They're now squeezing three lanes by on the southbound side, but I would probably stay tried to get to the center and the right through there because it's very tight next to the first responders in that left-hand lane. Now, that being said, Route 1, the parkway, all backed up. Route 100 is backed up. We had traffic that was going over 100 to 29 up to I-70. That's backed up coming out of Howard County. If you're coming south through that area, there was a report of a wreck on 29 southbound right after Route 40. So there's a lot of overflow traffic over in that area as well, trying to get away from this backup. And again, because this vehicle is turned over and it's a big rig, it's going to be several hours before they can get it uprighted and finally get it moved. They're starting now to just remove one of the vehicles from the median that was smashed against the guardrail on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mild, muggy start again today, high in around 90-ish, whatever there. And again, there's still a chance of a pop-up stray shower or storm, partly sunny for the rest of the day. The weekend shaping up to be a nice day, mostly dry on Saturday and Sunday. Again, it's going to be hot, but less chance of any precipitation, so that looks good. Right now, sunny in 77 in Pasadena, 75 in Parkville. Time to see which Democrat emerges from a Democrat clown EV. Gentlemen, please direct your attention under the big top to the main ring. This is the main event where, once again, we see there's a bunch of Democrats all packed into a small EV. They're elected officials, they're judges, they're media types, they're activists, they're consultants. Oh, there's an Antifa dude in the back seat there. As it makes a series of left-hand turns, eventually rolling to the stop, once again, she pops out, and she probably has more visits or appearances than anyone else. Texas Representative Jazzy Crockett.
Do you have concerns about the president's health and his mental acuity?
No.
None whatsoever.
I had none. Now, granted, I didn't see Joe Biden every single day, but I did have an opportunity to interact with the president. I never had a concern. If there's anyone that I am concerned about their mental acuity, it is the current occupant.
Hardy, har, har. Jazzy is concerned about Trump's mental acuity. She said she met with Joe Biden, never saw a lick of anything wrong whatsoever. Well, she is probably in the minority because there are now about four or five books out. George Clooney wrote a piece to the New York Times saying it's time for Joe to go. Even Barack Hussein Obama, her savior, had to lead Joe by the arm off the stage at a fundraiser. Jazzy, time to get back in the car, and we'll see you next time. Unbelievable, isn't she? All right, let's go to the phones. Bob is in Essex. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning. How you doing?
We're fine, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Sean, do you remember about 25 years back, I think it was in South Africa, they had a rash of car thefts going on. And what they did is they started installing propane tanks in the trunk with pipes coming out the side by the drivers and the passengers.
Oh, yes, they do. Yes, it was like a flamethrower.
Yes, exactly. And they actually got the crime dropped so bad, all the car thefts dropped so bad that they actually started just installing fake pipes. Yeah. And it worked. I mean, it worked real well.
Yeah. So. Gives a whole new meaning of the phrase, what was it, Little Deuce Scoop? Lake pipes roar in that Little Deuce Scoop.
Just throwing that out there for you.
Yeah. Look, I mean, all it takes is one, right? The first time it happens, it's all it takes, and you send a message, and then the rest of them will follow suit, no doubt. Bob, that's a great memory. Thanks so much for that. Appreciate that. John is in Street, Maryland. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Sean. Sorry you have to do all the lifting by yourself.
That's okay. Bruce deserves some time off. He needs a nice vacation.
He just sure does. Hey, listen, when you said that the mayor said that homicides are down, I have a friend in Baltimore City Police. He works in one of the less desirable districts, if you know what I mean.
Uh-huh.
And he said that the reason that the homicides are down is because, you know, the police arrive probably 15, sometimes 20 minutes before the ambulance, and they have been given EMT training on gunshot wounds and stuff like that. So the people are still getting shot, but they're being treated by the police before the paramedics.
I had not heard that. That is new to me. So police are actually treating. I know that police, if they shoot, if there's an officer involved shooting, they will render assistance themselves because they're trained in medical emergencies. But I didn't realize that they will, if they arrive at the scene before the EMTs, they'll do it as well.
Now, that's what the officer told me.
Yeah, no, it kind of makes sense. And gunshot wounds are, you know, obviously you got to stop the bleeding first and foremost.
Correct.
And as soon as you can do that, and then you can transport as quickly as possible. That's an interesting wrinkle. John, thanks so much. Appreciate the call and the information as well. Senator Justin Reedy, the Carroll County. Look, these elected officials, there have been a few that have tried, and Delegate Nino Mangione is certainly leading the charge against this NPR NLRP, and the Carroll County delegation has done a pretty good job in fighting it. But I still don't think any of these elected officials have gone. Some just can't stop it. I mean, you just need. I think they need to band together. You got to show. There's safety in numbers. Here's what Senator Reedy had to say about these. PSEG, non-invasive environmental visitors.
I believe this power line project, MPRP, is a bad one. It does not help Maryland ratepayers because the power is going to bypass Maryland and go right to Virginia. But there's no question that if we don't make changes in our energy policy, we're going to have to bring other transmission lines in to Maryland from other states for the next decade, two decades, because we just don't have the juice right now to do all the things that we need to do.
Yeah, I think he's right about that, and I think there was a letter written in the Baltimore Sun recently by David Lapp, the Maryland's People Council, and I'll share that with you here in just a second. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Baltimore welcomes world-renowned Rabbi Michael Dov Streicher Shlita. Tune in Saturdays from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. for How It All Started. 13 weeks of music, Divrei Torah, and exciting prizes. All proceeds go to Tzedakah. Learn more at WCBN.com.
Day 22 minutes after the hour in the Sun paper on Monday. David Lapp, he works for the Maryland's People's Council. He wrote an op-ed piece that Maryland doesn't have the infrastructure to meet energy demand, should have been titled, Maryland doesn't have the infrastructure to meet the city-sized electricity needs projected for out-of-state data centers. PGM supplier generation crisis depends almost entirely on forecasted electricity demands from some of the world's largest conglomerations of data centers within the region, but virtually all are outside Maryland. These data centers are responsible for increasing PGM's demand forecast for 2030 by amounts five times the peak demand of Maryland's largest utility, BG&E. PGM would have Maryland take responsibility for building energy infrastructure to serve these data centers, an endeavor that would unfairly impose massive costs on Marylanders. And the problem is that they point to Maryland is relying on energy imports as the problem. It is a problem, but it's much more of a problem for these other states. We'll share that with you in just a moment. It's 823 traffic, weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, the cleanup continues here on 95, making a little progress, not much, but some. They have three lanes open now, southbound at the accident scene. Tractor trailer about 7 this morning, even before that, hit this guardrail between Montgomery Road and 895 and the area around Route 100 on I-95. In Howard County. Two lanes still getting by to the right. Big delay there coming up from 216 Route 32, 175 Route 100. Three lanes are open southbound. The backup, though, there was back from that point all the way back to the Beltway. So you can imagine the overflow traffic is on Route 1. It's on the BW Parkway. Route 100 has an impact. Some of the traffic went over on 100 to 29. 29 North is looking at a lot of traffic and eventually coming up to Route 40 and then taking 70 inbound to the Beltway. So all very viable options, but more than heavier traffic now than we normally have through the area. And with this truck laying in the median, destroyed the guardrail, by the way. When it hit the guardrail, hit another vehicle that was flattened on the northbound side. By the time this cleanup is finished with all this stuff, it could be several hours. I mean, it could be even noontime before they get the thing uprighted and completely out of here. Some of the wreckers are in place, but it's going to be a while. So big delays both sides of 95 still continuing. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, well, get to the warning haze that'll have to burn off, but it's going to be mild and muggy at highs 90-ish, partly sunny. Still a chance for a stray shower or storm later today. Weekend looking pretty nice. 76 and sunny in Columbia, 75 in Owings Mills. I just want to finish up this piece by Mr. Lapp, the Maryland's People Council, regarding how we shouldn't be on the hook for these out-of-state data centers. And the PJM, and they're the ones that basically are in charge of, the grid for, well, I think 13 states and D.C. And they're pointing to Maryland relying on energy imports as being the problem. And, yes, we do import 40%. And you can blame that on the feet, lay that directly at the feet of the Democrat Marxists who run this state. Governor Moore, again, you got the Senate President, and, of course, the Speaker Jones. They're all part of the problem, and they are, and of course the number of Democrats here that are climate change crazies, and they hate fossil fuel. They want to eliminate fossil fuel. They want to eliminate the internal combustion engine. They don't want to let you drive gas powered cars, etc. So they're the ones that are responsible for the problem and why we need to import more energy. But anyway, Mr. Lapp writes that this is. Interesting, because PJM's very purpose depends on the existence of importers and exporters with the most economic generators clearing the market and being dispatched across the region. Most PJM jurisdictions are net importers. D.C. imports 98% of its electrical needs. Virginia is the nation's top importer. And that's where some of these data centers are located. Pennsylvania, the nation's largest energy exporter. Maryland, so you can see, compared to D.C. and Virginia in the Delmarva region, we don't import anywhere near what D.C. and Virginia do. And yet, our land is going to be taken, our rates are going to go up, so that D.C. and Virginia can meet their needs with these data centers. Does that seem fair to you? Certainly doesn't to me. Lapp points out that Maryland's 40% of imports, actually our generators can produce more than 75% of the state's energy needs at peak times. We did that during the June heat wave. So again, all of this is being put on our backs. We're going to have to pay a lot more. We're going to lose our land or portions of it. We're not going to be able to do our farm our farms and our estates or our wineries or leave our land to our children or grandchildren because we need these data centers in other states. There's got to be another solution. And I don't think we looked at it at all. I just think the easiest thing to do for these big corporations, for these energy giants, is to take our land. And see, because they know the politicians won't stand in their way. People like Wes Moore and all these other Democrats and even some Republicans who take millions of dollars in donations from these energy giants, well, they're beholden. They want to stay in office. So they got to keep the people that fund their campaigns happy. Meanwhile, we lose our property, our land, and our livelihoods. That should never happen in the United States of America. Let's go to Rodney in Middle River. Hello, Rodney.
Hey, how you doing? I just had a comment about this big energy company coming in wanting to get on people's property and act like a co-owner. Why don't they pay half the taxes? I just got my tax bill, and I'm not happy about
it. Yeah, I just got mine, too. Yes, I just got mine, too. I'm not happy. Mine went up as well.
Why don't they pay half the property taxes on it then? Since they want to act like they get access anytime they want, they're acting like a co-owner, have them pay it.
And that's interesting. Yeah. That's an interesting idea that if you want access to my property, I will grant you access, but for a charge. This is my rate for you to access my property. That's a good idea. I don't know if it'll hold up in court, but I love the idea anyway. Thanks, Rodney. Appreciate it. It's a great, great idea. Yeah. All right. You want access to my property? It's going to cost you X. Okay. Let's say your property taxes are, I don't know, pick a number, $5,000. Okay. I'll let you access my property for $5,000. There, my property tax bill is paid. Well, that still doesn't solve the problem as to when they take my land through eminent domain. That's the issue. That's the issue. We have nobody. Well, we have a few people that are making noise, like Delegate Mangione and the Carroll County delegation, a few others. But there's nobody there right now in power, like the governor or these bigwigs in Annapolis, that can stop it. All right, it's 8:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Once again, from Bruce Elliott, here's Jill Powell.
Good morning. It's 8:30. Here are your WCBM local news headlines, brought to you by Audiology Associates. Penn North residents are reacting to Thursday's overdose incident that sent at least 25 people to local hospitals. Some people in the area told WJZ-TV the drug called New Jack City was given out as a tester, but that has not been confirmed by authorities. Area Recovery Coordinator Bernard Nelson believes whatever the victims took was laced. He says this is the worst it's ever been on Pennsylvania Avenue in 29 years. The state of Maryland has officially launched its buyout program in an effort to reduce costs. State employees are being offered $20,000 plus $300 for each year of service. The voluntary buyout program is part of an effort to cut $121 million in government spending in fiscal year 2026. Eligible workers have until August 4th to apply. A 45-year-old man recovering from non-threatening knife-threatening injuries after he was shot yesterday in a 1300 block of West North Avenue, a few blocks away from the mass overdose incident. Baltimore police responded shortly after 11 a.m., but they didn't find anyone. A short time later, a walk-in gunshot victim turned up for treatment at a local hospital. Anyone with information on the shooting is asked to call Metro Crime Stoppers. Maryland Democrat Chris Van Hollen has introduced an amendment in the Senate Appropriations Committee to retain, preserve, and compile any records related to Jeffrey Epstein. The move follows comments from U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi, saying there's no evidence that the convicted sex offender kept a client list and that he died by suicide. Van Hollen says the amendment demanding transparency passed unanimously. And the Hunt Valley Town Center will be getting a major upgrade. Greenberg Gibbons has announced that it's making $10 million worth of investments that include a new plaza and modernizations to the Regal Movie Theater. We'll be back after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Here are the latest winning Maryland lottery numbers. Pick 3, 362, pick 4, 1033. I'm Jill Powell, WCBM Local News. Time for traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
We still have the major backup and the cleanup. Tractor trailer turned over in the 7 o'clock hour on I-95 in the median. Took out a big section of the guardrail right here at Montgomery Road. So again, if you're coming north from the Capitol Beltway, you're coming up through Route 32, 175, Route 100. Two lanes getting by to the right. Three lanes are getting by to the right southbound with delays back beyond the airport cutoff and backed up to the Beltway. So there's a lot of overflow traffic on Route 100 on 175. Route 1, the Parkway, 100 over to 29 and then up to I-70. Those delays will continue. Two very large wreckers have just moved into the area. So at some point, they'll try to get this thing strapped up and get it upright and try to get it out of there. But the cleanup still has to continue, and they have to put the guardrail back together before anything happens to get everybody through the area once again. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
A mild and muggy start to your Friday morning. For the afternoon, looking for temperatures in the upper 80s and lower 90s. A mix of clouds and sun. May see a stray pop-up thunderstorm. As we head into the weekend, those temperatures staying near average with a couple of isolated thunderstorms here and there. More storms on the way next week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Birds and Marlins begin a three-game set at Camden Yards tonight, with Baltimore looking to finish strong before the All-Star break. They got a head start on it yesterday against the Mets.
Henderson to deep right field. Soto gives it a look, but only a look. Orioles lead in a pinch.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson, the first pinch hit home run of Gunnar Henderson's career, and it sparked Baltimore to a 3-1 win in Game 1. Charlie Morton continued his comeback with six innings of one-run ball, lowering his ERA to 2.76 over his last eight starts, in which the Birds are 7-1. In the nightcap, Jordan Westberg with a two-run shot, back of six innings from Tomo Sugano, and the Birds clinched the sweep 7-3 the final. Before the game, Brian Baker dealt to the Rays. Here's GM Mike Elias.
It was not our plan to be trading players off the major league team right now in July, but we're responding to the situation. But we'll see what the next few weeks bring.
MLB draft starts on Sunday, and there's a good chance that Jackson Holliday's brother, Ethan Holliday, could go number one. But there are other interesting stories to take note of, including a pair of twins likely to go high on day one, talking about the Parkers and the Witherspoons. The Parker twins, JoJo and Jacob, out of Purvis High School in Mississippi, ranked number 9 and 109, respectively, and the Witherspoons, Kyson and Malachi, are both right-handed pitchers from Oklahoma, ranked 10th and 121, respectively. Happy heavenly birthday today to Jacoby Jones. Born on this day in 1984, Jones will forever be remembered for two of the most exciting touchdowns in Ravens history, the miracle at Mile High, of course, against the Broncos, and then this to open the second half against the Niners in Super Bowl 47.
This could be a run back from 9 deep for Jacoby Jones, and look at him go. Jones is past the 50, and he is flying inside the 20, and a kickoff return, 109 yards and a touchdown.
He is flying. Jim Nance, of course, with the call. Jones with two touchdowns in the game and forever in our hearts. Jones passing away too soon last year at the age of 40. On this date in baseball history, July 11th, 1968, Earl Weaver replaces Hank Bauer as manager of the Orioles. And on this day in sports history, July 11th, 1988, Mike Tyson hires Donald J. Trump as an advisor. The time now is 8:37. When we return, the year was 1966.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
7-11 is the date. Happy Slurpee Day.
Slurpee Day. Are you going to get a tongue tattoo?
They're
calling it?
I'm going to get a Slurpee tattoo on my tongue. I love Slurpees when I was a kid. And today is Slurpee Day, so you can go into a 7-11, get a free small Slurpee. Got to be a Coke or a cherry. Can't be anything else. That's just my personal taste. But anyway, the intersection of Slurpees and sports. 1966 was the year that 7-11 actually licensed the deal to get the Slurpee from a guy who invented the slushy originally. Right. The year in 1966 in sports, Frank Robinson gets traded to Baltimore. The Orioles win the World Series. The highest scoring game in NFL history when the Redskins beat the Giants, 72-41 was the score. Bobby Orr makes his NHL debut. Jim Ryan sets the new world record in the mile.
Wow.
351.3. But the biggest thing from 1966 was the Slurpee.
The Slurpee, which I think was misnamed.
What would you call it?
Don't actually slurp it.
No, that's true.
It should be called a sucky.
I don't think
suck on a straw?
Yeah, but you're not a marketer, Sean. Okay. You can't call something a sucky.
It should be called a sucky.
You can't call it a sucky.
You can call it.
Imagine the jokes.
Imagine that and all the free publicity you would get from it.
I think they did good with the Slurpee.
They did good, so. All right, very good. Thanks, Gary.
All right, hey, have a great weekend.
You do the same. We'll see you on Monday morning.
You will.
8:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Let's get back to your calls. Kevin in Delaware. Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
So, the governor of Maryland, Wes Moore, is doing the exact same thing that President Donald Trump did when he laid off workers, did a hiring freeze. And when that took place, everybody in Maryland, all those congressmen and all the locals, were all screaming, like most Democrats, oh my gosh, the poor people are going to, these poor people losing their jobs, number one, and number two, all these people that are going to starve to death and all these, because nobody's going to be able to give them their benefits. But Wes Moore is doing the exact same thing.
And Wes Moore criticized President Trump for it. Remember? He called it heartless.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And now he's. I just saw a letter to the state employees from the Office of Management Budget, whatever it is here in the state of Maryland, and they're offering for a voluntary separation program. That's what they're calling it. You get $20,000 and $300 for every year of service. So if you do, if you've been a state employee for 10 years, you get $50,000. You get the $20,000 for separation, and you get the $30,000 for the. Or because that would be $3,000. Did I say 300? Yeah. I think I said 300. So it'd be 3,000. So you get $23,000 to leave early. So I think Trump was much more generous with federal employees. I think it was 75, wasn't it?
Absolutely more generous.
Yeah,
and a lot more heartful. And he's not a hypocrite.
Exactly.
On top of that.
Well, we know Wes Moore, he's a suit. He's an empty suit. And the only good thing I can say about him, he served his country in the U.S. military. Kevin, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Herb in Baltimore.
I just wanted to comment that, this is a property rights issue. We are, as a free people, we have property rights. We have ownership of our property, whether it be your car, the microphone you're at, or the property that you live at or rent.
Right.
Hey. So it's not, they're putting all these laws in place and doing all this stuff. This is a trespassing issue. You should be able to use a trespassing issue, just like I've said before when I've called this radio station, for the people that are squatters. They're not squatters.
Right.
They're trespassers. They're stealing your money and your property. If they came up and stole your wallet, it's the same thing as them stealing your property. The same thing if they steal your car. Even if you had given them permission before to have your car, and then they took it without your permission, even if they still had a key and they had it without permission, they stole your car. They have no right to keep it. The same way with property rights. And people are overlooking, it's a simple thing. They're trying to turn it into a huge problem, which government always does.
Yeah.
But this is a property rights issue, and we have property rights as free Americans.
Yeah, I'm 100% agree with you. I'm behind you all the way. My problem with this is the following. Again, if you bought your car and you paid for your car, you own your car, right? If you have a job, you earn your money, you pay your taxes to whatever, federal, state, whatever. Once it goes into the bank, or once you put it on your mattress, wherever you put it, it's your money because you earned it, you own it. But you never truly own your property. And the reason why I say that, because if you don't pay your property taxes, they can come and take your property from you.
I agree with you too. But the same way with your car or any other item that you own, even if you sell it in a yard sale, you have to pay taxes on it too.
Yeah, so I agree that. But they don't repo cars if you don't pay your sales tax. They repo cars if you don't pay your car loan. When you buy your house, you mortgage your house, you pay your mortgage. When it's paid off, you have to burn the deeds, the ceremony, whatever. And you think it's yours, but it's not.
Well, I'm with you 100%.
Yeah, I think we need to change that. That's what I'd love to see change as well. Got to run, Herb. Thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that. 8:43. Traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
We now have three heavy-duty wreckers at the scene of this tractor trailer that blew through the guardrail on I-95 in Howard County. They're still there. It's north of Route 100. It's south of the Patapsco River Bridge and affecting traffic coming down from the Beltway through Howard County. Three lanes to the right, two lanes to the right on the northbound side, three lanes to the right southbound. Hang on just 1 second. And
take your time.
I had to clear my throat. I'm doing a lot of talking here with this thing. So they have to get this thing uprighted. Then they have to figure, if you could see a visual on this, the guardrail, which was straight as a poker, is now in an S.
where he hit the guardrail, bounced off several times, and then just destroyed it in the middle of the grass here and hit several other vehicles. I guess the fortunate thing is, didn't seem like anybody got killed. So that's the good news. They was injured, obviously, but nobody killed here. No medical examiner here, things like that. Going to be a while. They have to get it uprighted and then move the thing out of here and then repair the guardrail. So at some point, they'll still have some lanes blocked both directions as they make that fix on the northbound side. Overflow 100, 175, Route 1, BW Parkway, Route 100 over to 29, and then 29 to 70. Traffic is diverting up through there to get up to the Beltway. All of those backups are still in play. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 weather authority forecast, again, it's summertime. Expected to be humid and hot, but it feels good. And let's get through this very erratic, unstable weather pattern of the thundershower a day, right? Yesterday was pretty good, and there's still a chance of a stray shower, pop-up storm today, but it's going to be sunny and near 90. And the weekend looking nice, mostly dry for your weekend. Right now, sunny 78 in Baltimore City, and it is 78 in Pasadena. Time for our feel good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
All right, there is a pygmy hippo by the name of Mi Deng in Thailand. And Mi Deng has been the darling of the internet over the last year, ever since the pygmy hippo was born. People flocked to go see Mi Deng in Thailand, and they had a big birthday celebration yesterday for the one-year-old pygmy hippo named Mi Deng.
She's just so cute, chaotic, glass skin, and everything else.
I'm in Thailand for Mu Deng's first birthday.
I love Mu Deng so much. I think she brought so much joy to people, and I think she's kind of an outlet and escape, which is a lot of pressure for a baby hippo.
Yes, indeed. A lot of pressure for a baby, especially a pygmy hippo. So I've never seen one. Except on pictures and on the internet. Never seen one up close, but they're cute. They're darling. May is in Westminster. Good morning, May.
Good morning. I'm just calling to share a little bit of information. This has to do with Governor Westmore. I was pretty high up in one of our county's a county union, and I got to go to the Maryland State Education Association caucus, mm-hmm. where they were deciding what candidate they were going to support.
Right.
And, you know, they said they were going to have a lot of candidates to listen to. However, when I got there, the only party that was represented was Democrat. And
did that surprise you?
It very much surprised
really?
Me. And so,
have you ever been to one of those before?
I have.
And there were Republicans there, or independents, or libertarians?
No, but at that time, I was not very involved, so
okay.
I kind of just went. But when I started getting into the inner workings, I was very upset, so therefore I gave up my position. And, I mean, they say they don't support a political party, but however...
Of course they do.
They do.
The first union to endorse Governor Moore was the teachers' union.
Yes.
The very first one, and I have family members that are teachers that belonged to the union, and they watched as their union dues that they would pay, and look, some of the things they would get benefits from the union, obviously, but a lot of their union dues would go to support Democrats, which they may or may not have supported, so...
They say there's an extra fund that you can contribute to because none of the dues are allowed to go for political purposes. So if you want to donate to that, you can. But what I saw, I mean, they may not go to support directly to the candidate, but everything around it
right.
was your dues.
Well, yeah. Here's what I'd like to see. I'd like to see a forensic audit of all the union dues and how they separate the dues and how they make sure that none of your union dues go to political campaigns.
I agree completely. Yeah. But I just wanted to share that because maybe some people don't know that. But thank you so much for what you do. I really appreciate the show.
May, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in and contributing and opening our eyes to the Maryland State Education Association. Speaking of which, the largest teachers union in the United States. Get this, the National Education Association, basically run by a nut job, that Becky Pringle, she's certifiable, but they have now endorsed a proposal to cut ties with the Anti-Defamation League, the ADL, a civil rights group focused on combating anti-Semitism, and according to the NEA spokesperson, in a narrow vote of 6,000 NEA members, delegates voted to forward to the executive committee a recommendation that the NEA not use, endorse, or publicize materials from the ADL or participate in ADL programs. And so that is being done. Why? Because of people like Mamdani, communists, that are now have successfully infiltrated the once proud Democrat Party. And here is the head of the DNC chair, Ken Martin, answering a question about whether a avowed communist, an anti-Semite, and pro-jihadist is welcome in the Democrat Party.
What about concerns from some of your Jewish colleagues in particular about him not outright condemning the phrase globalize the intifada in a recent interview? Some of your Jewish colleagues have said that that could be very disturbing, potentially dangerous. Do you agree with that?
You know, there's no candidate in this party that I agree 100% of the time with, to be honest with you. There's things that I don't agree with Mamdani that he said. But at the end of the day, I always believe, as a Democratic Party chair in Minnesota for the last 14 years and now the chair of the DNC, that you win through addition. You win by bringing people into your coalition. We have conservative Democrats. We have centrist Democrats. We have labor progressives like me. And we have this new brand of Democrat, which is the leftist. And we win by bringing people into that coalition. And at the end of the day, for me, that's the type of party we're going to lead. We are a big tent party. Yes, it leads to dissent and debate, and there's differences of opinions on a whole host of issues. But we should celebrate that as a party and recognize at the end of the day, we're better because of it.
Yeah, yeah. That's a new one on me. A leftist? That's not new. That's not maybe opening and embracing communism as part of the Democrat. That's a new one. So now that the Big Ten party of the Democrats include commiecrats like Zohran Mamdani, who, by the way, visited a murder mosque in Bay Ridge. And also he's a bunch of, you know what, his grassroots revolution, $2 million. $2 million of an elite PAC operation, Silicon Valley billionaires, Hollywood celebrities like Steven Spielberg and out-of-state tech entrepreneurs. The man is a phony, a fake, and a fraud. It's 8:52. The law offices of Michael A. Friedman there for you if you ever need them. And that's a serious accident resulting in serious injury. Michael will take care of you. And, of course, Marsha, his wife, and Steven and Rachel Alpert Friedman, all the other attorneys. And, you know, one of the things that they do is, many law firms won't touch is, let's say your vehicle's been totaled in the accident. Of course, you're injured and you have to recover from your injuries, and Michael will certainly help with that, with your claim. But if your car or your vehicle's been totaled, a lot of big firms won't touch it. There's no billable hours in that. It's called a diminution of value. So again, if your car is 10 years old, and they're gonna pay you what a 10-year-old car was worth back then, not a replacement value. And so Michael works to get that replacement value so that you can get a comparable vehicle to your replacement. So it's a little things. It's one of the many reasons why Michael and Steven and Rachel, they're one of the top 10 personal injury law firms, and they specialize in that in the state of Maryland. So give them a call, 410-363-6848, or online, maflaw.com.
Viking, dedicated to creating travel experiences for the thinking person, with programs designed for cultural enrichment on board and on shore. Discover more at viking.com.
The Rob Carson Show. Hey guys, it's Carson. Friday on the show, more on the Brennan Comey investigation. Whoopi is back on The View and off the rails. Fridays are fun days.
TGIF.
Thank God it's Friday.
Yeehaw!
Thank God it's Friday.
The great Mary Walter, Daily Signal's Tony Kennett, and Christian Toto will tell us if the new Superman movie is a woke joke or worth seeing.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's been a heck of a Friday morning rush hour. Chuck Whitaker actually earning his pay today.
Thank you.
And, you
to say that.
Occasionally, it warrants his salary, but on this morning, he's going to direct us in the right fashion, Mr. Whitaker.
I was just telling Krista, I said, you look at this now, and it looks like, there's a dead carcass, which is a tractor trailer, turned over in the grass here on I-95. And now these three massive wreckers are there like vultures, just getting ready to pick it up and devour it. So that's the scene right now. This tractor trailer, right before 7, hit several vehicles, turned over in the guardrail, demolished the guardrail for a big distance here, and the guardrail just bent into an S, a completely straight guardrail, and then now it looks like just like a train ran over it. So big delays, northbound. The back, I just looked at the back, I'm just getting an update. It's back to 175 northbound. It's back almost to the Beltway coming south on 95. So if you're in Howard County, you're thinking, what in the world is all of this? That's the reason for it. Three lanes are open southbound to the right, two lanes open northbound to the right as you're coming up. Now, that may change once these wreckers get this thing hooked up and then they have to upright it and move it out. They may stop traffic northbound pretty much at any time, and they're queuing up for that with the state highway folks there. So overflow again on Route 100, on 175, Route 1, the Parkway, 100 over to 29, 29 north, and then I-70. All of those impacted by this accident scene, and the cleanup is going to be a while. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Friday and weekend. Sunny, hot, and humid today. Highs near 90. Chance of a stray shower or storm. Weekend mostly dry. In the city, 78 right now and sunny. 78 and mostly sunny in Middle River, where I hear there's a boat idling right now.
It's turned on. Ready to go.
You get the remote start yet?
Right,
so you get in your car and you fire up the boat remote start, and you're ready to go.
Just drops it in. I jump off the dock right into it. I'm just kidding.
Kim is coming up next. What you got for us?
Of course, this tragedy in West Baltimore, which I'm sure everybody could see coming, considering the open air drug markets that are there on a daily basis.
No. Overdose capital of the United States, says
exactly.
The New York Times.
25 people sent to the hospital. We're going to talk about this. Another interesting part, Sean, is the fact that my viral campaign ad was shot mostly right there.
Penn North.
Yes.
Right.
And we were actually in the middle of a testing even when we were out there. So this is something that occurs almost on a daily basis.
That's what I don't understand. Everybody knows about Penn North.
Right.
15% of all the overdoses come from that area.
Yep.
Why aren't they doing something about it?
Well, you remember State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby said it's a low-level crime. She didn't want to go after stuff like that. So we've spent how many years with her not even dealing with it at all? And even before that, I mean, it's just, I guess it's the way of life over there. It's part of the economy. I mean, it really is sad.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Yeah.
But we're going to talk about that. Also, I'm super excited. My friend Brian Trasher is going to join us at 11 o'clock. He's on the ground there in Texas, in Kerrville County. And he's been there since day one. So he's going to give us some insight. He's with the United Cajun Navy.
Oh, great. Yeah.
They're doing
great work there.
Oh, yeah. He's
I saw somebody yesterday. I don't know if it was him, but I saw somebody yesterday on an interview saying it's really slow going because the brush and the debris that there's there. And you've got to get the dogs in first. And then you have the volunteers going in. It's really tough going. It's hot. It's humid.
Yeah.
Conditions are not good. And it's a very, very tragic situation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He said, he said this is like probably the worst deployment we've ever seen. And he said finding these children, it's just been horrific.
Yes.
So he's going to call us around 11 o'clock. He'll be actually driving over again to the campsite. So hopefully we'll have some good service there. And then, of course, we got a lot to talk about. But I was interested to see Alan Dershowitz. I don't know if you saw the video. Yeah.
We played the audio this morning.
Oh, did you? Okay,
yes.
Good. So, yeah, the fact that he said he's seen the client list.
Yeah.
For Epstein. I mean, look, there's obviously a client list somewhere.
Wall Street Journal is reporting there are 20 names that Virginia Giuffre and Sarah Ransom and some of the victims that were on Epstein Island.
Okay.
That they've actually, I can identify 20 people.
Yeah.
But
Virginia, she said how many times Prince Andrew.
Yes.
I mean, look, Prince Andrew has never really come out and full-throated say, I never did anything. Remember, he never said anything. So I do believe that they know exactly.
And then she was involved in an alleged car accident, and then while she was recovering, she committed suicide, allegedly.
Yeah, after she said, guys, just so you know, I would never commit suicide.
Yeah. But we should be talking about that, because people get upset when we talk about the Epstein list.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's our show.
There you go.
Thanks.
All right, Kim. Kim's coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. Well, real quick on MS-13 man, Simon Sandoval Motionberg says that he got very little notice before he was deported.
Mr. Giles clarified that when ICE deports someone to a third country now, they can give them as little as a few hours worth of notice as to which country they're sending someone to. And again, this is not just for Mr. Abrego Garcia.
Yeah, MS-13 man. Well, he could be deported to Mexico or South Sudan. But they haven't decided as to yet the final destination. Look, I don't want him back here in Maryland. I don't want some MS-13 gangbanger. I don't want some guy that was trafficking in human beings, including children. I don't want him anywhere near the state of Maryland. But we got a bunch of them running around here already as it is. All right, stay tuned for Kim. Have a great weekend. Back on Monday morning at 6. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Radio.